this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rex Thomason. China plans retaliation for the 10% tariffs that President Trump has placed on Chinese imports. Beijing announcing tariffs on a range of U.S. products to take effect next week. China's also launching an antitrust investigation of Google. President Trump agreeing to a 30-day pause in his threatened tariffs against Mexico and Canada.
The 25% tariffs were called off just hours before they were to hit imported goods from both north and south of the border. During talks with the president, Canada and Mexico each agreed to take steps to deal with illegal drugs and migrants crossing the borders. Threat of a trade war, which still remains, has caused jittery markets and economic uncertainty. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Salvadoran president has agreed to accept U.S. deportees regardless of their nationality. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says that includes violent criminals currently jailed here in the U.S.
Secretary Rubio also says El Salvador's leader has agreed to the most unprecedented extraordinary migratory agreement anywhere in the world.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Salvage crews have recovered an engine and large pieces of fuselage from the plane involved in last week's mid-air collision with a military helicopter near Washington's Reagan National Airport. And that's not all that was found in the Potomac River.
As part of today's operations, we did conduct some work stoppages associated with human remains.
The Army Corps of Engineers Colonel Francis Parris says crews will be back in the river today. Accompanied by city and state officials, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has visited the site of a medical transport plane crash in Philadelphia. Six people on the plane, one person on the ground were killed, Duffy describing the impact area as expansive. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 98 points, NASDAQ futures off 19. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Progressive knows not all rides are smooth. Meet Peter. He loves his motorcycle. What he doesn't love is wind. Which is ironic, because wind is a big part of the whole wind-in-your-face motorcycle cliché. But nobody ever tells you how relentless a strong crosswind is, or the cliché wouldn't exist. Not every ride is smooth, but Progressive has your back. Get a quote to see if you can save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in D.C.
Good morning. It's 6:03 with a check of traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Several things this morning as we get underway in the city. There's an active fire call at North Avenue at Pennsylvania Avenue. So a lot of equipment has arrived there. So we're going to lose some lanes both on North Avenue and on Pennsylvania Avenue. Of course, that's west of the JFX. Overnight, there was a vehicle fire, tractor trailer on fire. Capitol Beltway outer loop after New Hampshire Avenue. The cleanup's still there. Delays go back already towards I-95. And it looks like there may be an incident. Not confirmed yet, but the park way southbound is slow after the ramp at Route 32 and down towards 175. Really heavy traffic right now through there, so we're following up on that. But in the meantime, expect that delay. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Another dry day today, another mild afternoon, 53 today. Tomorrow, winter storm bringing us some light snow and sleet during the day, some rain possible as well, 38. Rain Thursday, temperatures warming up, 52. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with these headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinny Steele. A federal grand jury has found a 29-year-old white supremacist, Brandon Clint Russell from Orlando, Florida, guilty of plotting to cripple the Baltimore power grid 2 years ago. Russell and a co-defendant, Sarah Beth Clendaniel from Catonsville, were charged with plotting to carry out attacks against transformers within electric substations in the Baltimore area. Clendaniel was sentenced last year to 18 years in prison. Russell's attorney says he plans to appeal the verdict. Authorities estimated the damage the two would have caused if they carried out their attacks would have exceeded $75 million. An investigation into the process used to select a new location for the headquarters of the FBI has concluded. The finding of the investigation by the General Services Administration Inspector General was released yesterday. Investigators found that there were problems with the process, including the use of inaccurate data and a failure to preserve some text messages related to the project. But the Inspector General did not find any reason to reverse the decision to move the headquarters from D.C. to Greenbelt, Maryland. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Thinking about selling your home in 2025? If so, this is for you. Sean Casey here with Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, CEO and broker with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Vinny, for those finally ready to sell in 2025, what advice do you have?
Sean, just like I told the couple I met with last night, the sooner you start planning, the better. Their story is a common one. They've been sitting on the sidelines for almost 2 years, and now they're finally ready to make a move.
So in 2024, seemed as though sellers moved because they needed to. Do you think you'll see more folks moving because they want to?
We're already starting to see that and expect that trend to continue throughout 2025 with the help of the new incoming administration. For those considering a move, we can provide multiple cash offers at 100% of market value, or we'll pay you the difference, guaranteed upfront in writing.
If 2025 is the year you make the move, I strongly recommend you call or text Vinny Steele at 410-709-7515 or visit vinnysteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Media day yesterday in New Orleans, site of Super Bowl 59, Eagles and Chiefs for the second time in 3 years. Chiefs looking to three-peat. It would be the first ever three-peat in the Super Bowl era. Kansas City opening as a 1.5-point favorite. Everyone knows the NFL wants the Chiefs to win. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I don't even think it's embracing being the villains. We embrace who we are. We believe we play the game the right way. We believe that we play with a lot of heart and a lot of passion for the game. And then we win football games, and if winning football games makes you a villain, we're going to keep going out there and doing it.
Eagles running back Saquon Barkley making his first Super Bowl appearance.
It's a little easier this year, right, when you got those big guys up front creating the holes they've been creating, but that's part of it. The O-line job is to block the guys who they have, and I'm responsible for one.
A league-leading 2,005 rushing yards for Barkley this year. Closer to home, and more importantly, after not being offered a head coaching job in the NFL, Todd Monken now back in the fold for 2025. Ravens and their offensive coordinator finalizing a deal yesterday. Terms were not disclosed. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh, we'll hear a little bit from him later on. And finally, former Orioles second baseman Rich Dower, a member of Baltimore's last championship ball club in 1983, has passed away. The Dower was a first-round draft choice of the Birds in 1974. He spent his entire 12-year professional baseball career here in Baltimore. A glove-first player, only a .257 hitter, but one of the great fielding second basemen of all time. Rich Dower was 72. Coming up at 6:35, the NFL's Defensive Player of the Year wants out. And that is Stein on Sports.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right. From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We're not gonna take it. Oh, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore.
Top of the morning to you. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM. In Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. I'm Sean Casey on this Tuesday, February 4, 2025. Bruce Elliott's off today, back with us tomorrow. Coming up on the program in this hour, Baltimore is suing Trump and the administration over DEI. And wait to hear what the state of Maryland is promoting in some schools regarding gender theory. Also, the Trump effect. Are you tired of winning yet? It's just been nothing but nonstop winning in the first 16 days of the new golden age of America. But a top story here today, Democrats crying foul over the USAID. That's the United States Agency for International Development. Let me start by saying that the Congress, under the Foreign Assistance Act, allotted money for an agency to be created to further the goals and interests of the national security of the United States of America. But they left it up to the executive branch, which was President John F. Kennedy in 1961, to do that. And so Kennedy did. And so Kennedy established the USAID in 1961 by executive order. And that which is established by executive order can be rescinded by executive order. When you hear the Democrats on this. But first, the former president and now current president, Donald Trump, saying that, hey, look, USAID has lost its way.
I love the concept, but they turn out to be radical left lunatics. And the concept of it is good, but it's all about the people.
Yeah, it's all about the people, and it's about how and what they are spending, and are they furthering the cause of American interest, foreign policy interest, and our national security overseas. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt identified some of the things that Doge, Elon Musk, and others, saying that we are spending money on.
Through USAID over the past several years, these are some of the insane priorities that that organization has been spending money on. $1.5 million to advance DEI in Serbia's workplaces, $70,000 for a production of a DEI musical in Ireland, $47,000 for a transgender opera in Colombia, $32,000 for a transgender comic book in Peru. I don't know about you, but as an American taxpayer, I don't want my dollars going towards this crap, and I know the American people don't either, and that's exactly what Elon Musk has been tasked by President Trump to do, to get the fraud, waste, and abuse out of our federal government.
Yeah, in case you missed it, crap, there is pretty much a... It's not diplomatic speak, I can tell you that right now by Caroline Leavitt. Here's some of the other waste and fraud. $1.5 million to advance DEI in Serbia's workplaces and businesses communities, which we just heard. Really, do we need a transgender opera in Colombia and a transgender comic book in Peru? What about $2 million? Our tax dollars for sex changes and LGBT activism in Guatemala. Tourism in Egypt got $6 million. And what's this? $1,472 on how to improve the swing of one Charles Whitaker in Brooksville, Florida. How'd that get in there? Wow. Just kidding, folks. That last one was not in there. All right, coming up next, the Democrat meltdown. You're about to hear. You're going to want to stay tuned for this. Pop some popcorn, grab a cup of coffee, because it's good stuff. 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. There's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
I'm going to have popcorn early in the morning. That's good. I like that.
Yeah, it's popcorn's an all kind of day food, you know?
Yeah.
You can do it early, you can do it late, you know, whatever.
Not good for us when we're on the air, though. It gets coffee.
No, food. You're absolutely right about that.
Yeah, I made that mistake one time years ago. I never did it again.
Yeah, it happened once.
Yes, you never forget it after that. The BW Parkway, I can't put my finger on exactly what it is, but the southbound side is really backed up at Route 32, so we're assuming it's a wreck. Could be late-lifting construction, just not sure, and there's no official word as to what it is, but it is really slow in that area. So, again, be prepared for that if you're traveling on the Parkway. There's a big problem overnight. Tractor-trailer was on fire on the Capitol Beltway outer loop after New Hampshire Avenue, still affecting traffic on the right side, and of course, you know, very quickly we back up towards 95, back towards College Park. So even the bottom end of 95 after Cherry Hill Road, and have a problem in that area. City Fire just indicating they pretty much controlled the fire, but they're still there. North Avenue, Pennsylvania Avenue, and there will be some local road blockage in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
With a shallow forecast, another mild day for you today. Sunny, mild, and 53. Tonight, low 30s, and then tomorrow, a cold front moving through and bringing some perhaps frozen stuff. We're expecting 38, maybe light snow, sleet, rain, cold, hard rain. I understand the panhandle of Maryland's going to get most of that stuff. So it just depends on how far this precipitation goes.
Hear me coughing.
Yeah, you're already beginning to have some ill effects, as they say. Mostly cloudy, 44 in Columbia, 46 in Annapolis. It's time for some one-liner news. President Trump has postponed placing tariffs on Mexico and Canada for 1 month. Canadians were already taking American booze off the store shelves in retaliation for the proposed tariffs. But that's good. It just means more for us for Super Bowl week, right?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, there's lots of... Did you see Chuck Schumer holding up the Corona beer and the avocado?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Idiot.
He looks like an avocado.
First off, anybody that looks over their glasses like that all the time, I'd like to smack the crap out of them. You know?
Your guac! Your guac is going to... I mean, here's the question you need to ask yourself. What the hell is Mexico going to do with 10 million rotting avocados?
Exactly.
All right? That's why they're
Send them to his house.
That's already called off the dogs. New report out says one of Elon Musk's key lieutenants working in the Doge is a 19-year-old college student. They said he's a real whiz kid. And I was thinking about this. Who better than to figure out how to save money than a kid who lives in a tiny dorm room and has to eat ramen noodles to meet the budget,
true.
Right? They would know.
Very true.
Best New Artist nominee at the Grammys, Benson Boone, apologized Monday for excessively grabbing his crotch during the Grammy Awards. The Grabby Awards.
That's what they were.
Brilliant. He claims his jumpsuit was too confining in certain areas.
Yeah. That's his fault.
If you wanted clothing that felt like it's not there, then talk to Kanye's wife or her tailor.
Yeah, that was nice, wasn't it?
Wasn't it?
Boy, you see his little puppet.
He's bizarre.
Exactly what she
is. He is one bizarre dude.
Yep. He says, you wear it or I'll get somebody who will.
Yeah. Major League Baseball fired umpire Pat Hoberg for violating the league's gambling policy. Apparently no evidence he bet on the games, but he was fired over his association with a known gambler who did bet on baseball. Mm-hmm.
Well,
in other words, he's out.
They did to Pete Rose.
They did. Massive recall of broccoli sold at Walmart stores in 20 states. If you have broccoli from Walmart, do not eat it. I hear 8-year-olds cheering all across the United States. Get it out of here. Less than a week to go before the big game, Super Bowl ticket prices on the secondary market continue to plummet. They were saying the tickets are running from $4,000 to $20,000 a piece, depending on where you sit.
Right.
But now you can get them for as low as $2,500, we're told.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And the league has decided to change the halftime show. They're replacing Kendrick Lamar with Kanye's wife. That'll get a lot of...
She'd not have to do anything.
A lot of
walk around.
Yeah. And that, what was it? It was sort of like a pantyhose skirt that revealed all.
Some sort of bodysuit.
Yeah. Really bizarre.
That left nothing to the imagination.
Nothing. Repeat.
Stupid.
Nothing.
Just stupid. Have some class.
Yeah, really.
You know.
Of course, class and the Grammys don't really go along.
No. And then on top of that, you know, they give Beyonce a country music award.
Yeah. You know. Best country album. What about Chris Stapleton? What about Morgan Wallen? What about Lainey Wilson? Very deserving.
Yeah.
And then we heard the DEI lecture. That was, that's our clown car today coming up a little bit later on. But,
stupid.
And, you know, they kind of shortchanged the Beatles throughout their entire career. They gave them a few here and there.
Mm-hmm.
They gave them a Grammy for the collaboration Now and Then, which, you know, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, not the best. Yeah, but you can't honor one of the best groups of all time during their heyday.
No.
And now you're doing it. It's just
stupid.
Little too late for me.
You know, the guy comes in. Do you see the guy with the castle on his head?
Yeah, that was Will Smith's son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell was that?
Jalen and Willow? Is that the name of the children?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. So that, I don't know what that was supposed to indicate.
He was, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's like, what can we wear that's absurd and let's wear it?
House on his head. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's the king of his castle.
Maybe it's the Wizard of Oz. Remember, House Fall on the Witch. Maybe that's what happened. Who knows? Rich Dower, Oriole Hall of Famer, World Series champion, has passed away at the age of 72. Great, great fielder.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we've had, I was talking to Gary Stein earlier. We've been blessed with a bunch of great second basemen in the course of, you know, Davey Johnson and Richie Dower and Alomar, of course. He shamed himself with a spitting incident, but Richie Dower's one of the best. It was our last championship team in 1983. Hard
to
believe.
Last time?
Yeah.
Wow.
Then we won the World Series.
Wow. I didn't realize. I thought they had another one in there somewhere.
No, we had the Why Not year in 89, but we never got that far.
Man.
Yeah, all those playoffs in the 90s with Benia and everything.
Of course, this past season, they were one and done in that series.
Yeah, they've all been in an early flameout. So, Richie Dower was a great Oral, great fielder, by the way.
Yep.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple, appreciate that. It is 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. We're talking about USAID. Eddie says, Doge found the devil's purse. USAID is exposed. Turns out the U.S. Agency for International Development has nothing to do with actual aid and everything to do with funding corruption, coups, and globalist agendas like the Clinton Foundation. Doge just sniffed out the truth and uncovered the deep state's favorite slush fund. Now the panic is real. No wonder they're freaking out. The gravy train is about to be completely derailed. Popcorn ready? You bet. Thanks, Eddie. Yes, we'll hear some evidence of that freakout coming up next.
You know, this country was founded on freedom from a country that forced us to buy overpriced tea, then tried blockading us, and then we dumped their tea into the ocean. How'd that work out? Well, it's time to throw out your overpriced big wireless contract, and you won't sacrifice service thanks to my cell phone provider, Pure Talk. Now, my cell phone company says no to inflated prices, and with a qualifying plan of just $45 a month, you can get an iPhone 14 or a Samsung Galaxy for nothing. And yes, this is for premium service. You get unlimited talk and text and 25 gigs of data and mobile hotspot at a fraction of the price of those big guys. Get your iPhone 14 or Samsung Galaxy for $0 by dialing #250 and saying the keyword Pure Talk and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team. They're going to help you make the switch. Just dial #250, say the keyword Pure Talk, and claim your new iPhone or Galaxy with a qualifying purchase from Pure Talk, which is America's wireless company.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
And I mentioned earlier that the USAID really was a shop for the CIA to advance its off-the-books black ops and globalist agenda. And that's part of taking the deep state down and should be taken down. And look, it's being reported it's been shut down. No, it's been reformed. And we'll tell you how that's happened in just a second. Tony says USAID should be renamed USAND. The U.S. Agency for Domestic Development, the money could be sent to small businesses in North Carolina, Florida, and California affected by recent events, a reference there to the natural disasters of the hurricane and the flooding, and, of course, the L.A. fires. And John says that Trump has flummoxed the authoritarian state and its propagandist media once again. Yeah, Schumer. We're going to make him a clown car in the near future because that is definitely his avocado and Corona rant is worthy of that for sure. 6:23, traffic and weather on the freeze. Once again, the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
Going to be a big delay on the bottom end of 95 in Prince George's County, starting at Powder Mill Road through 198 Cherry Hill Road. Number one, there's a little bit of construction in the area around the intercounty connector. That started some of that, but the big problem is remains of a tractor trailer that was on fire on the outer loop after New Hampshire Avenue. So we backed up from there, back to 95, back over to Route 1. 95 takes the brunt as well, so there are big delays and really gridlock already for the traffic south into Prince George's County and then trying to turn around on the Capitol Beltway and eventually over to the Mormon Temple. Maybe the ICC westbound, which is running parallel to the Beltway, and then come back on to Georgia Avenue or Route 29 to go around that area. Still do not know what's causing this backup on the BW Parkway southbound at Route 32. That's still being delayed through there. City fire units still out. They have the fire pretty much knocked right now, but they're at North Avenue and Pennsylvania Avenue, and there is some road blockage locally at that scene. That's west of the JFX. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says mostly sunny later today, 53. Right now it is cloudy, 46 in Annapolis, 45 in Bel Air. So Democrats unhappy that their little slush fund was reformed and or, made public. So they gathered yesterday outside the building of USAID. And we start with Ilhan Omar.
It is really, really a sad day in America. We are witnessing a constitutional crisis. We talked about Trump wanting to be a dictator on day one, and here we are. This is what the beginning of dictatorship looks like.
Really?
When you gut the Constitution and you install yourself as the sole power, that is how dictators are made. What Trump and Elon and all of their cronies are trying to do is take away the constitutional power of Congress. We get to decide. We have the power of the purse. We get to decide where money is allocated, and it's the executive's power to make sure that that money gets to where it needs to get.
Well, if you think that rant was unhinged, and I love it when Somalian refugees that have abused our immigration system to get in and lied about their immigration status lecture us about the Constitution. Radical Jamie Raskin took it to the next level.
Elon Musk, you didn't create USAID. The United States Congress did for the American people.
Right.
And just like Elon Musk did not create USAID, he doesn't have the power to destroy it. And who's going to stop him? We are. We're going to stop him. Elon Musk, you may have illegally seized power over the financial payment systems of the United States Department of Treasury, but you don't control the money of the American people. The United States Congress does that under Article 1 of the Constitution.
Yes.
And just like the president, who is elected to something, cannot impound the money of the people, we don't have a fourth branch of government called Elon Musk. And that's going to become real clear.
Elected to something? Really? These people have lost their minds. This is the guy that's called him the psychotherapist to treat these Democrats who are unhinged. And then there's Maryland's own Senator Chris Van Hollow.
Well, thank you. Thank you to Don Beyer and all of our colleagues gathered here and all of you who are here at this moment of a clear and present danger for the future of our country. Make no mistake, this effort by Elon Musk and so-called DOGE to shut down the Agency for International Development is an absolute gift to our adversaries, to Russia, to China, to Iran, and others, because AID is an essential instrument of U.S. foreign policy and U.S. national security policy.
Yeah, it's so essential. It's essential to hand out $2.5 million to promote DEI in Serbia, $70,000 for a DEI musical in Ireland, don't you know? $47,000 for a transgender opera in Colombia, and $32,000 for a trans comic book in Peru. Those are really crucial, salient points of U.S. foreign policy and in our national security interest. Folks, the Democrat and CIA globalist Marxist slush fund was just uncovered by DOGE, and it's going to. They're just getting started. Because where do we get to the education department and some of the other ones out there as well? There's lots of fodder there, lots of red meat, so hang in. I'll tell you about a time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have been providing people with essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, support healthy cholesterol levels, and that's why it is the best time to dive into Rescue's February special. Right now, Rescue's most popular products, their premium omega-3 fish oils, the essential fatty acids, or buy one, get one free exclusively for you. Just use the listener code OMEGA50 when placing your order. Call today, 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Speak to an knowledgeable product consultant or use the code OMEGA50 online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't forget that code OMEGA50 when buying one bottle of Rescue Omega-3s to get the second bottle free. Again, use OMEGA50. Fortify your heart. Support a healthier well-being with Rescue Omega-3s today. It's 6:30. Once again, in for Bruce Elliott with the latest news headlines. Here's Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. Maryland Governor Wes Moore joins Lieutenant Governor Miller and state transportation officials this morning at Sparrows Point in a press conference to unveil the design concept for the new Francis Scott Key Bridge. That bridge collapsed last March after a cargo ship lost power and hit a bridge pier. 8 construction workers were sent falling into the Patapsco River. 6 workers died. Maryland members of Congress rallied outside the Washington headquarters of the U.S. Agency for International Development yesterday against President Trump's action on foreign aid. Elon Musk, who's leading the White House effort to cut down the size of federal government, says the administration wants to close the agency, which is the largest distributor of foreign aid in the world. And yesterday, Senator Van Hollen and Congressman Raskin joined other Democrats to call on the White House to obey the law and work with Congress to resolve issues with foreign aid. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown's joining a coalition of 11 attorneys general warning federal workers about the Trump administration's buyout program. The deferred resignation program offers employees full pay and benefits through September if they resign by February 6th. In a statement, Brown said details about the buyouts are vague. He says they put federal employees in an ambiguous position and risk straining essential government resources. Maryland Supreme Court on Monday upheld the Child Victims Act of 2023 as constitutional in a 4-3 ruling. The act eliminates restrictions that prevented many victims of child sex abuse from seeking justice as adults. Attorney General Brown said the court's decision confirms that the passage of time will not prevent survivors from seeking justice. And the Glen Burnie MVA office looking brand new. Officials gathered last week to celebrate the completion of a renovation project. The facility now has 3 new elevators, some redesigned work areas, and additional self-service kiosks. Coming up, we check traffic plus the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, this is Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. I spent 16 years as an offensive lineman battling in the trenches every week. That takes a toll on your body, especially your feet. Every achievement was built on years of commitment and passion for the game. Now it's about enjoying life beyond the field. After I retired, the aches and pains did not go away. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports. They've given me the stability I need. Good Feet Arch Supports are designed to support all 4 arches in each foot, evenly distribute your body weight, and support your kinetic chain. Now, over a decade into retirement, I'm still staying active thanks to my Good Feet Arch Supports. If you want to keep moving comfortably, no matter what you're doing, check out the Good Feet store. It's all about staying in the game, however you define it. Live the life you love. Don't let your feet get in the way. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 324, and the pick 4 was 8325. Now, traffic and weather on the 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
That morning, construction area is setting up now. Hartford County, northbound 95 near Route 24, around the 76-77 mile marker. Northbound, so heads up for some brake lights there. We've had a wreck on 95 coming south into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It's after the Eastern Avenue Bridge. It's on the right shoulder, but they're looking at it. And coming around that curve after Eastern Avenue, there is a delay there. So that's going to mean some overflow traffic. Now, we'll go over to the Old Harbor Tunnel. We'll start to back up there as you're moving south from the Erdman Avenue ramp. Big delays down south. Construction on 95 near the Intercounty Connector. And then a vehicle fire, tractor trailer on fire. The cleanup of that with a big delay on the Capitol Beltway. Outer loop after New Hampshire Avenue was the scene. But we have delays on the Beltway and then in the backup. It looks like there might be a wreck on the outer loop near the ramp at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Another dry day today, another mild afternoon, 53 today. Tomorrow, winter storm bringing us some light snow and sleet during the day, some rain possible as well, 38. Rain Thursday, temperatures warming up, 52. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Need new blinds? At Blinds.com, we offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, we take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters so you can do it yourself and save big. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the word three-peat getting a lot of run this week as the Chiefs attempt to do that Sunday at Super Bowl 59. The last three-peat in any major team sport was the Kobe-led Lakers from 2000 to 2002. Chief safety Trent McDuffie was asked about it.
Each and every week for us, it's a 1-0 mindset, we like to say. You know, it's a faceless opponent, and honestly, the three-peat hasn't really been talked about. You know, we know it's a goal, but each week sets its own new opportunity to go out there and play.
Meanwhile, Eagles come into the game with the second-ranked rushing offense in the NFL behind only the Ravens. Quarterback Jalen Hurts says Saquon Barkley has changed the team's dynamic.
I think, obviously, when you have a threat in Saquon and you're able to lean on that, I think that has a big role in what you do offensively. And so he's been a great addition to us, and he's been able to help us in that.
Super Bowl ticket prices on the aftermarket plummeting early week. Average on SeatGeek now, $6,797 compared to $9,365 last year for Chiefs Niners. Cheapest tickets you can get on Ticketmaster right now with fees, $4,001 per ticket. Ravens news team happy to retain Todd Monken as offensive coordinator. Deal finalized yesterday, terms not disclosed. Here's Ravens head coach John Harbaugh.
He's a really good football coach. He's an old school football coach with kind of a new school and a creative mind, always creating.
What Monken created last season was a history-making offense as the Ravens became the first team in the NFL to pass for 4,000 yards and rush for 3,000 yards in the same season. Meanwhile, reigning defensive player of the year, Myles Garrett, has requested a trade. The goal was never to go from Cleveland to Canton. It was always been to compete for and win a Super Bowl, said Garrett. Well, that's not happening in Cleveland. Browns finished 3-14 last season, and they have a situation, as they say, at quarterback. Warmer thoughts as the Orioles turn their attention south, heading to Sarasota for spring training. Right now, GM Mike Elias happy where the team is at.
We're going to Sarasota soon. Very excited about that. Really like where the team is at presently. I think we've got a great team in the American League East this year. It's going to be in the thick of the division title chase, and going to be very competitive, exciting season in a tough division.
Pitchers and catchers report a week from tomorrow. And finally, I never thought I would say this, but break up the Wiz. Two in a row now for the league's worst team, 124-114 over the Hornets. It's the first time that DC has won two in a row since October 30th of this past, well, the same season, but last year. Time now is 6:37 when we return. Best and worst cities for football fans. Where does Baltimore rank?
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Not that these polls or rankings really mean anything to anybody, but they are interesting to think about.
Right.
So this is a ranking of the best and worst cities for football fans. So not the football fans themselves, but the cities in which the football fans live. It's a poll that was done by WalletHub.com, a guy by the name of Adam McCann, okay? And it's ranking the best and worst cities. So it is fan experience, stadium size, culture around the team in the city, etc.
So this is for the fans.
This is for the fans, right?
Right, for the fans.
Right, it's ranking the cities, but it's
but they're not ranking the fans.
No, okay. They're ranking right. The experience the fans have. So the question is, where does Baltimore rank? Well, let's go to the top first. First one's going to kill you.
I know.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Oh! Oh, how in the world? Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, number one. Dallas, number two.
Okay.
All right. Green Bay, number three. I think I can totally get that.
All right.
Okay. Boston, number four, for crying out loud. The Patriots, they don't know their, well, whatever. Kansas City, number five. All right. Let's go all the way down. You got to go all the way to 14.
Wow.
To finally come to Baltimore. And worst comes to worst, at 13 is Cincinnati.
Jeez.
I've been to Cincinnati. There's no culture in Cincinnati for football. Let me tell you.
Where's Cleveland, your favorite?
Oh, my favorite. Cleveland. Okay, thank God. At least the guy got this right. 24.
24.
Okay. 24 out of 32.
What about Philadelphia? I'm just curious.
All right, Philly. Well, they die in Philly because they can't, 11. Philly is 11.
Wow.
Wow, that's an interesting thing, too. By the way, San Francisco, which technically doesn't even have a team, 8.
Okay. So there's some, these polls, there's always controversy.
Yeah.
There's always debate over these
just
polls.
Just something to talk about.
All right, very good. Thanks.
Filling the air.
Thanks, Gary.
Goodbye.
Appreciate 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock here on the Morning Drive. So one more note on USAID. Again, it was shut down because they refused to open their books. Why? Because they knew what we were going to find. And so that's what they were shuttered. They were closed. The employees were told not to come to work. But it is going to be rolled into the State Department under the... And I got to tell you, I was a little sketchy about Marco Rubio to begin with, based on his past. So far, he has been great. He's been great as a Secretary of State. He's going to be the new acting director.
Well, look, I mean, my frustration with USAID goes back to my time in Congress. It's a completely unresponsive agency. It's supposed to respond to policy directives of the State Department, and it refuses to do so. So the functions of USAID, there are a lot of functions of USAID that are going to continue, that are going to be part of American foreign policy, but it has to be aligned with American foreign policy. I said very clearly during my confirmation hearing that every dollar we spend and every program we fund, that will be aligned with the national interest of the United States. And USAID has a history of sort of ignoring that and deciding that they're somehow a global charity separate from the national interest. These are taxpayer dollars. And so I'm very troubled by these reports that they've been unwilling to cooperate with people who are asking simple questions about what does this program do, who gets the money, who are our contractors, who's funded. And that sort of level of insubordination makes it impossible to conduct the sort of mature and serious review that I think foreign aid writ large should have. And we're spending taxpayer money here. These are not donor dollars. These are taxpayer dollars. And we owe the American people the assurances that every dollar we are spending abroad is being spent on something that furthers our national interest. And so far, a lot of the people that work at USAID have just simply refused to cooperate.
Are you currently in charge of USAID?
I'm the acting director of USAID. I've delegated that authority to someone, but I stay in touch with him. And again, our goal was to go in and align our foreign aid to the national interest. But if you go to mission after mission and embassy after embassy around the world, you will often find that in many cases, USAID is involved in programs that run counter to what we're trying to do in our national strategy with that country or with that region. That cannot continue.
And it won't. It won't continue. That makes perfect sense. Again, USAID is not an independent NGO. It's an entity that spends taxpayer dollars. Our taxpayer dollars. And it has to be in a line or in alignment with our foreign policy and our national security interests. It is not. It was not. And that's going to change. So this is Donald Trump dismantling the deep state. And we'll talk about that Trump effect here in just a second with Donald Trump, especially when it comes to the tariffs. And we're going to get into the tariffs a little bit more because there are a lot of wobbly conservatives out there. A lot of wobbly conservatives on the Trump effect. They're like, that's crazy signing executive orders, but where's the legislation? First, let him get his cabinet. They're dragging its feet on his cabinet. Get his cabinet in place, number one. Number two, it takes time to write either one beautiful big bill or whatever they're going to do because it's going to have a lot in it. So we're going to have a piece of legislation. It's going to be huge, as Trump likes to say, but probably not until May of this year. And then to get it passed, get it out into the hinterland so we can do a pro-growth economic policy, maintain the Trump tax cuts, and get that energy sector unleashed. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, the king of all traffic is here, Chuck Whitaker.
I don't know if this flashing light activity had anything to do with the wreck on 95 at Eastern Avenue, but there was an escort that it looked like to me going off of 95 south at O'Donnell Street. They were escorting a very large vehicle there to the right side of the ramp. So it's been a little backed up there. We're still backed up coming into Eastern Avenue southbound, where there was a wreck on the right shoulder. Might have been that same vehicle that they were just moving from the shoulder, but we're moving traffic again, but we're backed up around Pulaski Highway on 95. And as I said earlier, immediately when anything happens there, people deflect and they go over to 895. So now we have delays at both the Harbor Tunnel southbound, beginning around Erdman Avenue on the old tunnel, and now around Moravia Road on 95 south. Never did find out and still don't know why. Let me go back down here if we have just 1 second. Go back down to 295. Dead stopped at Route 32. Now, we thought maybe there might have been a wreck there. Some of this traffic could be getting away from all of those problems on 95 and the Capitol Beltway with the tractor trailer that was on fire. So I'm not sure this isn't the overflow traffic getting away from that. But at least down at 197 and through those areas, the traffic has improved. So whatever it is, right after Route 32 has us bogged down in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Weather Channel says it's going to be sunny a little bit later on and mild and 53 for the high today. Right now, clouds and 45 in Arnold, and it is 44 and partly cloudy in Middle River. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest item trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. The name? Butterball Johnson.
Put some south in your mouth.
Costco. If you're a Costco shopper, they're raising employees' wages to $30 an hour. So you can expect to pay more, especially for the food stuff there. Answer that, Chuck. It's probably
That's the Gish man calling me. Well, I don't know.
Award-winning producer DJ Mustard teaming up with Heinz for a limited edition mustard now. This is the guy behind the Kendrick Lamar, Tyga, you know, all the other rappers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that guy, DJ Mustard. Diamond encrusted Heinz mustard bottle. Huh. You ever wondered if you could get Velveeta to go? Well, now you can.
Take it out of the food market.
They've entered the condiment game for the first time with Vel-to-go packets. Stepping up the game with a new Uzi offering. These are little packets of Velveeta cheese that you could spread on your french fries or on your cheesesteak, whatever the case may be.
Uh-huh.
Heart-shaped biscuits back in time for Hardee's for Valentine's Day. New Keebler Double Fudge Fudge Stripe cookies have arrived at your local store. You have the regular fudge stripes, then the double fudge stripes. That's the big difference. More fudge. More fudge for you. And Wendy's, finally, this is I might have to stop by and get one of these. It actually starts Friday, February 21st. Wendy's are launching the new Thin Mints Frosty.
Oh.
That's the Girl Scout cookie, Thin Mints.
Right.
So now you can get it in frosty form. A cold, frozen beverage.
That might be good.
Like a milkshake. Thin Mints.
Yes. Right, the Gish man was letting me know there's a wreck in Bowie, or Bowie, whichever you prefer.
It's Bowie.
I know.
I grew up in Bowie. Bowie, and it's the town of Bowie, or Bowie Nice.
It's like Jim Bowie.
Yes.
Yes. Now, the wreck is at Route 3 and the ramp at Route 50. Some of the off-ramps are affected there.
Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate that.
Yep.
They call it the Trump effect, and Canada has already caved. Here's Trump talking about Canada yesterday.
What I'd like to see Canada become our 51st state. We give them protection, military protection. We don't need them to build our cars. I'd rather see Detroit or South Carolina or any one of our Tennessee, any one of our states build the cars. They could do it very easily. We don't need them for the cars. We don't need them for lumber. We don't need them for anything. We don't need them for energy. We have more energy than they do. We don't need them for energy. So I say, why are we doing this? Why are we willing to lose between $100 billion and $200 billion a year? We don't need them. As a state, it's different.
Yeah, and he's absolutely right, because we really don't. It's all about fentanyl. People think he wants to start a trade war. No, this is about the production and the movement of fentanyl in this country. It's coming over our southern border, our northern border. China, Mexico, and Canada all need to do a better job of keeping fentanyl out of our country. And now they, after a call with Trudeau yesterday, Canada is a 30-day pause. So they've now agreed to put more of their troops on the northern border. By the way, nearly half of Canadian businesses plan to move production to the United States. Did you know that? 60% of Canadian businesses are looking for business acquisitions here in the United States in response to the tariffs. And then there was Mexico. They capitulated as well.
And they've agreed to put in 10,000 soldiers permanently, like forever, 10,000 soldiers at their side of the border and stop fentanyl and illegal aliens from coming into our country. They have a big incentive to do.
Yeah, and they just arrested the cartel boss, El Ricky, magically, after the Trump tariffs went into place. Here's White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
Those were retaliatory tariffs for the last 4 years of treatment by Canada and Mexico of our nation. They have allowed an unprecedented wave of illegal deadly drugs and illegal criminals on our territorial borders. And President Trump said enough is enough.
Yeah, and winning also on the Panama Canal.
Secretary of State Rubio, who's doing a phenomenal job on behalf of President Trump, secured concessions from Panama. They are no longer going to charge U.S. naval ships who go through the canal. And they also have said they are no longer going to be a part of the CCP-led Belt and Road Initiative.
And Ted Cruz, the senator, says we're winning in Colombia.
Colombia said, no, we will not allow illegal immigrants from the United States come back from Colombia. Their hardcore leftist anti-American president. The president immediately responded by threatening tariffs, and within 8 hours they caved.
Secretary of State Rubio said yesterday El Salvador will now take not only their illegal aliens into their prisons, but they're willing to take American criminals into their prisons as well. And this is all called the Trump effect. Denmark has now said they're ready to allow the U.S. to expand its military presence in Greenland. Folks, it's just amazing what leadership can do. Now, China's going to do the 10% retaliatory tariffs. So we'll have to work on China, but that will eventually come to fruition. Just mark my words. All right, still to come up next here on the Morning Drive, Baltimore suing Trump for DEI. And what do you hear what Maryland is doing to promote this crazy gender theory? 651, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balanced care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balanced care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.real estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.real estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, Joan wants to know regarding USAID. Is it true that the heart of that USAID issue is that they refused to let taxpayers see their books and how our tax money is being spent? Yeah, absolutely. They're claiming they're a separate entity that could just spend our taxes, not tell anyone where or how the money is going out. It's the reason why they were shuttered and now rolled into the State Department, with Rubio acting as Secretary of Acting Director of the USAID and Secretary of State. 6:53 and traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
There's a new report of a wreck on Route 100 westbound. They're saying it's between I-97 and the ramp at 170. It must be closer to the bridge at I-97 and Route 100. So be on the lookout for that. There is a delay. We can't see it because the camera's not facing the accident scene, but we do see the impact with the data in that area. We've had our delays this morning towards the Capitol Beltway. We had construction southbound 95 at the ICC. Then we had the remains of a tractor trailer that was on fire early this morning. Outer loop at the ramp at New Hampshire Avenue. All of that combined with a backup as that traffic moves into that area. And in the backup, apparently, there was a wreck also on the outer loop near the ramp at I-95. So pretty bad through there. BW Parkway has been stacked up and still remains slow southbound through the ramps at Route 32. And we have delays from earlier problems. Heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
Weather Channel says we'll get some sunshine a little bit later on, mild and 53 before the cold, wintry weather comes in late tonight, tomorrow. Right now, it is partly cloudy, 45 in Columbia and 44 in Pasadena. Let's go to the phones. Glenn is on the Eastern Shore. Easton, good morning, Glenn.
Hey, good morning. I think that Mexican troops on our helping out on our borders is a joke. They're bought and paid for by the cartel. If you're a local police chief down in Mexico and you don't play ball with a cartel, all you have to do is turn the radio on. They have songs of your imminent death and your imminent family's death, and they either run away or they play ball with the cartel. This is not a win. This is a joke. If you want to be effective, send them down to the southern border of Mexico and have them stop everybody coming in through the Darien Gap. Now, I don't have any faith in the Mexican army to do anything like this, but at least maybe they're a roadblock.
I think they did that last time. They did send them to the southern border. They did stop a lot of that coming from countries to their south. So that was successful. I share your concern about the cartels because they've infiltrated every level of the Mexican government. Trump has said that. The Mexican government is furious that he said that, but it's the truth. And so they got a problem. And so I don't know how they fix that problem. We've got, and look at the encounters already. We've gone, they're down 93% on our southern border. So already just some of the early stuff that Trump is doing is working. I think this is just a negotiation tactic. We're buying some time over the next 30 days to figure out how these tariffs are going to be structured and whether or not Mexico and Canada are going to play ball.
Well, China avoids their tariffs by just sending stuff to Mexico and sending it over the Mexican border. It's very simple for them to do that.
Yeah. That's why they're getting slapped with tariffs. So, I mean, this is, you know, look, all of these countries, China and Canada and Mexico, need us a lot more than we need them. Granted, if we have to reshore some of our manufacturing base back here in the good old U.S. of A., it's going to cost more in the short term. But I'd rather do that and not be reliant on them in times of need for pharmaceuticals, as we saw during COVID, or in times of war, kinetic war, when we need rare earth materials and metals and things of that nature. Glenn, thanks for the call. Kristen, I think you wanted to weigh in.
I somewhat agree with that because I actually feel like Trump is being too nice, where everybody else accuses him of being too mean. And I want the tariff income. I want, as Trump has suggested, maybe lifting the income tax and purely bringing in and funding the country on the tariffs. But because we all knew not to panic at stage one, I also agree this is probably just stage two in Trump's master plan of many levels. And I hope that we still, because like Caroline Levitt said, this should be, it's not just like starting now if you do the right thing the other countries do the right thing for the right, you know, for the right reason, then we'll go easier on you. It should also be punishment. There needs to be some kind of accountability for how they've treated us the last few years.
I think both can be true.
So I want both. I want the punishment and I want the tariff income.
I think both can be true. Number one problem is fentanyl. We got to stop that coming into the country. We have hundreds of thousands of Americans dying from that. And I'm not just talking about drug addicts. I'm talking about people that are treating them. That is a major problem. Number two, of course, is the tariff revenue. And look, it was good enough for our founding fathers. When you go back and you look at the Roaring Twenties, and you go back and look at and study history, sparked the Roaring Twenties? There were two tariff acts in 1920 and 1921 that sparked the Roaring Twenties. And they were a boom economy. And then Congress messed it up with the Smoot-Hawley Act after that.
Well, like Trump talked about President McKinley, right? Was the tariff king. And it is possible to do. So,
so there were passed as prologue, and I think you are going to get. Now, whether it's enough to replace the entire progressive confiscatory tax scheme called the income tax, I don't know, but it's a good place to
Trump can
get
do
to.
It, and I can do it. But one other thought real quick. It's funny when you're watching the press conference and all the media is crying in support of other foreign nations like Canada and Mexico. It just reminded me once again that the fake news really is the enemy of the people. They're literally lobbying for other countries' interest over ours. So
bingo.
Just food for thought.
Vinny Steele, he's lobbying to sell your home, and Vinny will get that done and with a guarantee. He's got a database. Tens of thousands of buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. And they can do that, of course, once you both agree on the asking price and time frame. And then it hits the database, even before it hits the open market or the MLS. And that's why Vinny sells faster and with that guarantee. Because we've had a lot of people in the past that said their homes were languishing on the market for weeks, months, and in one case up to one full year. And then they listed with Vinny, and lo and behold, their home sold within days. Same thing can happen to you, so just call Vinny, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. Make sure you tell them I told you to call. Coming up next, Maryland Democrats are desperate about the energy crisis here in Maryland and what they propose to do about it in 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump's imposition of 10% tariffs on imports from China is being answered by Beijing with tariffs on U.S. goods, a 15% levy on coal and liquefied natural gas, 10% on U.S. crude oil, agricultural equipment, and some vehicles. The Chinese tariffs due to take effect next week. Mr. Trump has agreed to a one-month pause in tariffs on Mexican and Canadian imports after both of those countries agreed to do more to secure their borders with the U.S. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is in Washington for a meeting with President Trump. That sit-down to take place later today.
The meeting will be Donald Trump's first with a foreign leader since returning to office. Topping their agenda is the 15-month-old Israeli-Hamas war. Hostages have been freed during the opening phase of a ceasefire, but hard work lies ahead. Netanyahu wants to discuss victory over Hamas, while Hamas has said it will not release the hostages in phase two without an end of the war and the full withdrawal of Israeli forces. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The White House is applauding word that hospitals are ending so-called gender-affirming care for transgender youth.
In a news release Monday, the White House claimed doctors providing transition care to transgender youth had, quote, maimed and sterilized children and perpetuated what the statement calls a radical false claim that they can somehow change a child's sex. Many hospitals around the country have suspended transgender care for minors after President Trump last week issued an executive order for government agencies to cut funding for hospitals that provide puberty blockers, hormones, and surgery to minors wishing to change their sex. Bob Agner reporting.
Chris Wright has been confirmed by the Senate as Energy Secretary, Wright vowing to unleash America's vast energy resources. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 128. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. And right now, you're going to pay for groceries. But you decide what groceries. Just keep in mind you're running out of dishwashing soap. But you decide if you're going to buy that soap. It's just those dishes won't clean themselves, will they? Remember, with Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Five.
Good morning. It's 7:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Delays on Route 100 westbound. The accident is very close to the bridge at I-97, and one of our callers just checked in and said, yeah, we're backed up towards Ritchie Highway, so the camera is facing to the west of the area. We could confirm that if they would turn the camera the other way. We also need an adjustment on the camera to see why the BW Parkway is still backed up in the area of Route 32. It's backed up before that area, and it's backed up now even on the northbound side. I do think some of this traffic is getting away from the backup that's on 95 down at the Capitol Beltway from an earlier problem there this morning with a tractor trailer at New Hampshire Avenue. That's still pretty solid. Late wreck Prince George's County at the ramp area at Route 3 at Route 50. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Another dry day today. Another mild afternoon. 53 today. Tomorrow, winter storm bringing us some light snow and sleet during the day. Some rain possible as well. 38. Rain Thursday. Temperatures warming up. 52. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A gas leak from a car crash in Perry Hall last night forced the evacuation of dozens of residents from nearby townhomes. The crash happened on Cameo Terrace. It caused a deck to collapse and hit a gas line. The leak was confined to one home, but some 75 nearby residents had to evacuate. Residents were allowed back into their homes after the incident was contained. A federal grand jury has found a 29-year-old white supremacist, Brandon Clint Russell from Orlando, Florida, guilty of plotting to cripple the Baltimore power grid 2 years ago. Russell and a co-defendant, Sarah Beth Clendaniel from Catonsville, were charged with plotting to carry out attacks against transformers with electric substations in the area. Clendaniel was sentenced last year to 18 years in prison. Russell's attorney says he plans to appeal. Authorities estimated the damage the two would have caused if they carried out their attacks would have exceeded $75 million. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Ron Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Ron today at 410-266-1120.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at lorienmakesense.com.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at NewNordicUSA.com or at CVS.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, everyone knows this is Pat Mahomes' fifth Super Bowl in the last six seasons, but which quarterback has appeared in the second most over that span? Well, the answer is Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts, appearing in his second in 3 years. Hurts not taking that for granted.
I think the main message is just to go out there and focus and go out there and fight to finish. You know, it's been a lot of work put in to have these opportunities, and again, we just want to take advantage of them.
No additional massage therapists have come forward in the Justin Tucker case, so the count remains at 9. And now the attention turns to the Ravens' response. The Baltimore Sun reporting this morning that one possibility could be the Ravens releasing Tucker after the start of the new league year, which is on March 12th. Waiting until then would allow Baltimore to spread his $7.51 million salary cap hit for 2025 over two seasons, with about a $3 million hit this year and a $4.5 million hit in 26. Again, that's if the Ravens decide to release Justin Tucker. Orioles news as the team sets its sights on Sarasota. General Manager Mike Elias on what he likes about his Birds in 2025.
Oh, I like the blend of experience, youth, depth, different types of guys, guys that we can have in the minors. I think we've got a really strong pitching staff in general.
And hoping that either Zach Eflin and or Grayson Rodriguez can emerge as an ace. And finally, a member of the Orioles championship team back in 1983 has passed away. Slick fielding second baseman Rich Dower has passed at the age of 72. Coming up at 7:35, Adam Jones opens up on his role with the Birds. And that is Stein on Sports.
You can listen to WCBM wherever you go, at home, at work, in the car, or at the gym. Take WCBM on vacation or on a walk, and don't miss a minute of your favorite shows live or on demand. Listen on AM 680, 99.9 FM in Harford County, WCBM.com, and the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. Make the right choice. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is hour number two. You're on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Bruce is off today. He'll be back with us tomorrow here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland coming up in this hour. Florida Congressman Brian Mass squares off against Margaret Brennan over DEI. It's must-hear radio. A New Jersey governor is harboring an illegal alien, allegedly, in his home. Is he trying to provoke ICE into a confrontation? And how the Trump administration should respond to that. Top story here today is the Maryland Democrats. Remember, back in 2022, they passed this Climate Solutions Control Act, whatever it was named, some climate control nonsense, being, you know, net zero emissions by 2035. And they're the ones, the Democrats, the progressive supermajority, they are the ones that caused this energy crisis here in the state of Maryland. Maryland now is importing 40% of all our power. Well, you know, the Piedmont project, the power line that we're not going to benefit from pretty much any of that. And that's going to run right through all these properties and farms, and we're fighting that. But what's happening now is the rate hikes. The people are starting to open up their electric bills and their gas bills and their oil bills. And they're seeing astronomical increases in these bills, and it's affecting everybody. Rich, middle class, poor, you name it. Everybody's getting these bills, and they're going, whoa, wait a minute. What's going on here? Well, you can thank the Democrats. The Democrats in this state, the supermajority progressive, and now they realize they stepped in it. Oops. Now we need a pooper scooper. And here in comes the pooper scooper folks, Bill Ferguson, Adrian Jones, and the rest of the Democrats have introduced three bills that try to clean up their mess. And Senate President Bill Ferguson says, we got to do something here.
In the case, because we just know the sheer megawatts needed, that natural gas has to be considered, we are encouraging that any project that would be approved must show that it can be converted to hydrogen when that technology is commercially available and incorporate carbon capture technology when that is available.
Yeah, all you really need to do was kill the Climate Control Act of whatever of 2022. If you really wanted to fix this thing, but no. See, they're greenies. They got to stay, they got to worship at the altar of green Marxism. And so they got to keep that bill in place and then try to work around the edges with these little fixes here. And I don't think it's going to work. In fact, I know it's not going to work. And once again, here is Senator Ferguson on what more is needed in Maryland.
We have to provide a path towards more Maryland-made energy. We need it cleaner than the energy we produce today, and we need it now. And that's what this is about.
Good luck. Good luck with that. We need more of it, and it has to be cleaner, and we need it now. Okay, where are you going to get it from? Where are you going to get? I'm just curious. Where you're not going to get it from the wind, the offshore wind. That's forget that. You're not going to get it from solar. You're not going to get it from hydroelectric. So the only place else left is nuclear. That's the only place left. And Senator Justin Reedy says, look, this whole thing has been an abject failure.
This legislative policy is an acknowledgement of the failed energy policy at the state level.
Yeah. And it's failed because of legislation they passed, not being able to buy a gas car in Maryland in 9 years from now, folks. I'm sorry, 10 years from now. Here is State Senator Steve Hershey, along with Justin Reedy, regarding what the immediate needs really are here in Maryland.
They're talking about things, but they're so far in the future, they haven't addressed anything that needs to happen immediately.
Yeah. We need this now. Because otherwise it's only going to get worse. The 40% is going to be 50%. Then it's going to be 60%. And we're going to have to get it from Pennsylvania. We played the lawmaker from Pennsylvania last week talking about this. This is probably one of the worst pieces of legislation come down the pike in a long time. Because in the interest of the green raw deal here in Maryland, we are now suffering through land grabs, eminent domain, high electric bills. Maryland is now, there's going to come a time, I hate to say this, predict this, there are going to be rolling brownouts, perhaps as early as this summer, just like they had in California. 7:13, traffic and weather on the threes. I hate to say rolling brownout before Chuck Whitaker comes into the picture, but it was purely accidental, folks.
I'm a rolling bow out.
Yes, you are. What's happening, Chuck?
I'd like to bow out right now.
I bet you would.
And if you're on 95, you're probably thinking the same thing. Okay, so we started out, we had some road work. They called it emergency road work, southbound at Powder Mill Road. That's still there, and it's kind of in that painted out area to the right. So they've been looking at that. Then there was an accident there. The big problem started on the Capitol Beltway early this morning. Tractor trailer was on fire. Outer Loop, New Hampshire Avenue, they're still working on that. The right lane is blocked. Delays go back into College Park. The backup there is also affecting the traffic from Cherry Hill Road, trying to get onto the Capitol Beltway, and then that traffic coming over from College Park also has a delay. So not very good right now. We seem to found out what the problem was on the BW Parkway. One of our listeners called and said somebody dropped some red peppers on the roadway southbound after Route 32, and they didn't want to run over it. You got to run over it. What else are you going to do? You know what I'm saying? So they never officially said that's what it was, but the backup is still there on the parkway southbound at Route 32 because of those vegetables. The red peppers are vegetables, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. Okay, just want to
confirm. It is not a fruit. It is a veggie.
Thank you very much. Well, I do, but I just want to hear you say it. Westbound Route 100 is still slow from Ritchie Highway over to an accident at I-97. We've had delays for both the Harbor Tunnels. There was a wreck earlier, 95 around Eastern Avenue. That started that backup, which is now at Moravia Road. 895 is slowing south of the Urban Avenue ramp. And to throw it all in, a little bit more of a delay now, the usual backup on the Beltway from 795 to Frederick Road. Okay, I'm out of breath. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel says last mild day for a while. It is going to be sunny and mild and 53 a little bit later on today. Temps in the low 30s tonight. Then tomorrow, a cold front moves through, bringing in some snow, sleet, perhaps some cold rain. Depends upon where you are in the freeze line. 38 tomorrow, and then pretty much Wednesday night through Thursday morning is when we're expecting some kind of wintry mix here in the Baltimore Metro. But again, mostly the panhandle of Maryland is going to see the snow and then the sleet and or freezing rain. Again, depends on that freezing line. Right now, partly cloudy and 45 in Glen Burnie, and it is 45 in Middle River. And time for our Mega Movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
First foreign visitor to grace the White House is today. Tonight, Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu will meet with the president, of course, and then they'll meet with the press about 5 o'clock this afternoon, and then there'll be a state dinner this evening. Israel and the United States, very close allies. President Trump was asked yesterday, can the Gaza ceasefire hold?
I have no assurances that it'll hold. I mean, I've seen people brutalized. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. No, I have no guarantees that the peace is going to hold.
Also, he's very happy with the accomplishments of Secretary of State Marco Rubio in the Panama Canal. He talked about that yesterday at his impromptu press conference while signing executive orders.
We either want it back or we're going to get something very strong or we're going to take it back. And China will be dealt with.
Indeed, they will. Vice President Vance made a visit to East Palestine, Ohio, sign of that toxic train wreck derailment just a couple of years ago.
The president loves this community. Of course, he visited himself personally. And President Trump just wanted to deliver a message that this community will not be forgotten, will not be left behind, and we are in it for the long haul in East Palestine. What does that mean? Well, one thing it means is that, of course, the environmental cleanup has to get done. It's a tragedy and a shame that it wasn't done during the last administration, but I guarantee we're going to finish the cleanup during this administration under the great leadership of Lee Zeldin, our new EPA administrator who stands behind me. And I also think that part of that means the long-term economic development of this community. We know that a lot of local businesses and a lot of local people lost a lot when that train disaster happened a couple of years ago. We are committed not just to finishing the environmental side of the cleanup, but hopefully seeing East Palestine build back better and stronger and more prosperous than it was before this disaster happened in the first place.
The Trump administration has responded to a lawsuit filed on behalf of five pregnant women suing to protect birthright citizenship for their yet-to-be born babies. This is just amazing to me. Now, all of a sudden, Democrats care about the unborn. Only if they can be used in lawsuits to establish birthright citizenship. So we've got the three judges in that have ruled against it. So this is going to the Supreme Court eventually. New congressional numbers are out. Generic ballot poll. Republicans have an 8-point lead over Democrats, but they're going to have to deliver on what was promised in order to keep that margin. The names of some 5,000 employees of the FBI has identified and have now been subject to potential firing. These are the ones who have worked on the 2,400 J6 cases, and they've been identified, and we'll watch that very carefully. Stanley Cup-winning Florida Panthers welcome to the White House yesterday. President Trump gifted with a 45-47 jersey and hockey stick, and several of the players, Matt Tkachuk, one of them, saying, thank God President Trump won election. Trump signed an executive order to create the first ever U.S. sovereign wealth fund, a government-owned investment fund. And as to the nominees, good news, Pam Bondi voted out of a committee. Her confirmation vote could come as early as tomorrow. We're hearing RFK Jr.'s confirmation vote could come tonight. Susan Collins announced she's a yes on Tulsi Gabbard for Director of National Intelligence. Kash Patel looks like he's going to sail through. Right now, looks like all three are going to get through. Trump will give an interview with Brett Baer of Fox News on Super Bowl Sunday. He also announced Sean Parnell is going to be the Assistant to the Secretary of Defense for Public Affairs and Chief Pentagon Spokesman. So that's the latest on Day 16 on the Golden Age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
7:21, joining us now from the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, Counselor Stephen Friedman. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, good morning, Sean. How you doing?
We are A-OK, sir. What's on your mind?
Good. So at our office, we're going to do whatever it takes to make sure our clients have a successful result. So by either hiring a private investigator or if we need an accident reconstructionist in cases, we're going to do that. So here's a case that came to us about 2 months ago where I hired a private investigator, and it really revealed some awesome results for us. So here are the facts of this case. Client, 60 years of age. He's driving through a residential neighborhood in Annapolis when the defendant blows through a stop sign at a really high rate of speed. Our client is T-boned, and our car becomes airborne and lands on its side. Really a horrific accident. So hearing the accident, several residents in the neighborhood come out to render assistance and call 911. Our client's trapped in a vehicle. Fortunately, rescue squad comes. They have to extricate him out of the vehicle. He's taken to shock trauma in Baltimore, suffering from a broken right leg and a concussion. So he's released about 3 days afterwards, and now is following up with his orthopedist and doing different types of physical therapy exercises. Unfortunately, the police that were on the scene take a statement from the defendant, and the defendant tells the police officer that it was our client's fault, that our client was actually speeding. The police in this case do a really poor job because they never come to the hospital to take my client's statement or talk to him about the case whatsoever. And usually, in serious accidents, the police will go to the hospital to get a statement from our clients, but that was not done here. So they only have one version. They put my client at fault. The client's family comes to see us. We hire our private investigator to go out to canvass the neighborhood, see if they can obtain any witness statements. Unfortunately, everyone heard the crash, but no one saw the crash. But a neighbor did come forward to share his Ring video camera, which catches the entire accident on video, which is unbelievable because it shows our client flying through the air because the defendant failed to stop at the stop sign. So we send the video into the defendant's insurance company, and they accept responsibility. We also call the police department and give them an earful because this was just terrible police work on their part. Very, very lazy and unfortunate. So, folks, if you've been in any type of personal injury accident, you really owe it to yourself to call us. We will be in your corner, and if need be, we'll hire a PI. We'll hire an accident reconstructionist. We will go that extra step to make sure that you're successful. So give us a call, please, 410-363-6848. We are here for you 24/7. So that's it for this week, Sean. Everybody stay safe, and we will talk to you next week.
All right, Stephen, thanks so much. Great advice. That's the Law Office of Michael A. Friedman, maflaw.com. It is 7:23, time for the latest. And once again, with the update, here's Brownout Johnson.
All the delays right now going south on 95. We had a wreck. We had construction southbound 95 at Powder Mill Road. That activity was in the painted out area as far as the wreck. So that's still backed up. Then a little break in the action. Slow again from Cherry Hill Road down to the Capitol Beltway. It looks like they may have reopened most of the lanes from the vehicle fire that was on the outer loop at New Hampshire Avenue, because now we can see at least four or five lanes are moving a little better now up the hill and then eventually over to towards Route 29. Just go look at the camera there. And yeah, it's still busy, but it's moving towards the Mormon Temple, but it's going to be backed up. It ain't going away anytime soon, so be on the lookout for that. Earlier, debris was on the roadway, BW Parkway southbound near the ramp at Route 32. Route 100 westbound, still slow, was backed up to Ritchie Highway over to an accident scene at I-97. We had some problems earlier, left us with very heavy traffic southbound going into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it's going to be mostly sunny, mild, and 53 today. Overnight, low 30s, and then tomorrow, that cold front moving through, bringing an impossible wintry mix tomorrow evening through Thursday morning. Wednesday will be 38. Thursday, it'll be chilly as well. Right now, sunny, 45 in Millersville, and mostly cloudy, 44 in Reisterstown. Let's take a phone call here from Tom in Catonsville. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning.
Yes, sir.
He is more amazing every single day. You know, my faith in him grows even stronger, and it's such a shame that we have our Democrat leaders out there who don't even give him a chance. Schumer comes out immediately and tells us to sell our country out for cheap Corona and cheap avocados. And then yesterday, when Musk found that bowl of worms called USAID and how millions and billions of our hard-earned tax dollars are being thrown down a rat hole to do things that are not in our best interest, who are the people to come out to defend it first? Our own leaders, Van Hollen, Elfrith, and Raskin.
Yep.
I just hope people remember at election time, who is your friend and who is your enemy? These people are not your friends. They're fighting against you every single day.
Yeah, well, they realize that the deep state is in trouble with Donald Trump. His mission is to dismantle it. And the USAID is just a pimple on the backside of an elephant at this point. I mean, there's much more to be done here. And, again, this is the power base of the Democrats. Remember, government is their crack cocaine. This is what, basically runs and motivates and drives the Democrat Party is big government. And when you start dismantling whole parts of their engine, they're going to cry. And the harder they cry, that means the more effective that we're being. And so it's a great point, Tom. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. You know, yesterday apparently was the day without immigrants. Were you aware of that? I mean, I did not see it on my calendar when I woke up, put my phone. It wasn't on the calendar, so I didn't really. But apparently it impacted many in this area. We're hearing that schools, specifically Anne Arundel County Schools, said a third of their Hispanic students were absent yesterday, according to the Anne Arundel County School Superintendent, Bob Mosier. By comparison, last Monday, about 9% of the Hispanic students were absent. It's also, there's a lot of stuff going around illness-wise. There's RSV, there's COVID, there's a bunch of flu stuff, so who knows what's going on there. But I just think, you know, they wanted to prove a point that you can't live. And again, they say immigrants, look, nobody is worried about the legal immigrants that are in this country with that have proper documents and papers and are resident aliens. It's the illegal aliens that out you go. But what I think this highlights is that how much money we are spending in the state of Maryland to educate the children of illegal aliens. How much does it truly cost? I've heard estimates $2 billion, $2.14 billion a year for illegals here in the state. There's your budget issue right there. So while they were saying day without immigrants, it might be it's proving our point that it's costing us way more than it should to educate them. The Teachers Association of Anne Arundel County said they join in solidarity with students, families, educators, businesses, and communities participating in the day without immigrants. It's an act of bravery as immigrants across the country are under threat. No, they're not. The illegal aliens are, and the criminal illegal aliens are, not immigrant families, et cetera, in Anne Arundel County. So you can see the Democrats are desperate to do two things right now, to protect climate change and to protect the future of their party, which is anchor babies and illegal aliens. So you can tell by methinks thou protesteth too much. 7:29 and Rescue Natural Supplements. It's American Heart Month now in this month of February. Valentine's Day, of course, coming up in a week from Friday. And we want you to take care of your heart and take care of your overall health. You can do that with essential fatty acids known as omega-3s. And Rescue omega-3s are the most powerful, pure, potent omega-3s on the market. They come in large gel capsule. They come in lemon-flavored gel capsules. They come in concentrated, the O3 Max gel capsules. You don't have to take 4 to 6 a day. You can take much less. They come in smaller gel capsules like the 2500 TG, or you can take a liquid if you prefer. They come EPA heavy or DHA heavy. Rescue Calamarine has got the DHA. No matter what it is, you can buy one, get one free using this coupon, Omega50. That's OMEGA50. Omega-50. Buy one, get one free of any Rescue Omega-3 today at 1-800-26-ALIVE or online, res-q.com. At 7:30 in for Bruce Elliott. Once again, latest news update. Here's Julie Ryder.
Good morning. A man in Linthicum is injured after a group robbed him. Anne Arundel County Police say a 27-year-old man was walking behind Hoyt Cinema on West Nursery Road Saturday night around 8:30. The victim said five unknown male suspects approached wearing ski masks. The group assaulted the man and stole cash and personal items. That victim was treated for minor injuries. There were no suspects located. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen says Democrats will block President Trump's State Department nominees in protest of the administration's efforts to shut down the U.S. Agency for International Development. Van Hollen was among several Maryland Democrat lawmakers who joined a protest at USAID headquarters in Washington. He said they'll use the courts in an effort to block what he called an illegal action by the Trump administration. Protesters tried to access the building but were denied entry. An investigation into the process used to select a new location for the headquarters of the FBI has concluded. The finding of the investigation by the General Services Administration Inspector General was released yesterday. Investigators found there were problems with the process, including the use of inaccurate data and a failure to preserve some text messages related to the project. But the Inspector General did not find any reason to reverse the decision to move the headquarters from D.C. to Greenbelt. Maryland Governor Wes Moore joins Lieutenant Governor Miller and state transportation officials this morning at Sparrows Point for a press conference to unveil the design concept for the new Francis Scott Key Bridge. The bridge collapsed last March when a cargo ship lost power and hit a bridge pier. 6 construction workers died in the accident. And Maryland Supreme Court upheld the Child Victims Act of 2023 as constitutional in a 4-3 ruling. Coming right up, we'll check traffic plus the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Hi, it's me again, Frank Luber here. As you may know, I've been retired now for a good while, and I've got to tell you, life is good. I've worked with several financial advisors in my lifetime, and that's why I'm here to tell you, you really need to talk with my friend, Rod Baroy, and his team with Safe Retirement Solutions. But only call Rod if you want safety, certainty, security, and a guaranteed retirement income. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Or schedule a visit at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. You deserve to be happy in retirement, so call Rod today at 410-266-1120. You'll meet with Rod personally in his Annapolis or Towson offices. Rod has been helping people plan their finances going on 50 years. So get happy and call Rod today, 410-266-1120.
These are last night's lottery numbers. The pick 3 was 324, and the pick 4 was 8325. Now, traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Both the Harbor Tunnels with delays southbound. 95 this morning is backed up all the way back to the city-county line. There were some problems earlier with the wreck near O'Donnell Street. Started the backup, has not recovered. Very slow southbound, probably from the beginning of that backup through the tunnel and out towards 395. I would think 25 to 30 minutes right now for the traffic southbound through there. And then 895 backed up around the Erdman Avenue ramp as well. So that's very slow, at least 20 minutes there. All this gets better, at least on the south side, on 895 towards Anne Arundel County, 95 Russell Street, 395. All that ramp traffic there locally is in good shape. JFX, you're looking good. Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. Normal delays on the Beltway, Parkville side now, the inner loop at Green Spring, and of course anywhere with the heavy traffic, 795 through Frederick Road down the entire west side. Earlier problems, Route 100 westbound with the wreck near I-97, and in the backup, report of another accident after Ritchie Highway on the westbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Another dry day today, another mild afternoon, 53 today. Tomorrow, winter storm bringing us some light snow and sleet during the day, some rain possible as well, 38. Rain Thursday, temperatures warming up, 52. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Guess what? Discover's accepted at 99% of places to take credit cards nationwide. You heard right, 99%. If you don't think so, maybe it's time to face facts. You're stuck in the past. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report, learn more at discover.com/credit card.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Super Bowl week, of course, includes a State of the Union press conference from Roger Goodell, and so it was that the league's commissioner took to the mic yesterday and was asked about the fans' perception of favoritism towards the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, this sort of reminds me a little bit of the script, right? That I write a script, and I have the script for the entire season. Listen, I think from a lot of... A lot of those theories are things that happen in social media.
There's no doubt that that's true, and it's hard to believe that a league-wide concerted effort is being made towards that. But from time to time, it sure does look that way, especially in the playoffs in the AFC Championship game. Ravens news, the team has reached a contract extension with offensive coordinator Todd Monken. Terms were not disclosed. Baltimore has also made official the hiring of Todd Santucci as inside linebacker coach. Last week, the Orioles hired Adam Jones as a community ambassador and special advisor to general manager Mike Elias. Jones on MLB Network's Hot Stove show with Harold Reynolds talking about the Orioles' intention under team owner David Rubenstein to embrace further the team's gloried past.
And I don't think I'm the only one. I think the new ownership is going to inspire a lot, a lot of change. And I think that myself is just a starting point with getting a lot of our alumni back. The Orioles have a very good history, and we need to show it. You know, yeah. We don't show it as much as other organizations, so I think that now is a good time for us to unearthed our past.
Ah, hear, hear, and it's about time. High school basketball, Glendale Country snapped number one Mount Carmel's 12-game winning streak, 63-52 last night. Correction, 61-52. Senior guard Pat Curtin with 23 points. Both teams now 10-2 in the MIAA. And Loyola Blakefield on the road, a thrilling come-from-behind win, 69-67 at Boys Latin. Mason Ellison led the Dons with 22 points. And finally, John Shumate, who sparked Notre Dame to one of the greatest wins in NCAA basketball history, has passed away. Shumate was a power forward on the Notre Dame team that welcomed Bill Walton, UCLA, and their record 88-game winning streak to South Bend, Indiana. The date was January 19th, 1974.
Notre Dame 71, UCLA 70 with 6 seconds left. Into Walton. He can't score. Can't of it. Fires. Shumate. It's all over. Another one-ranked UCLA Bruins have been upset by the Irish of Notre Dame.
It was the longest winning streak of any sport in NCAA history. It ended at 88 games. John Shumate that night, 24 points and 11 rebounds. He passes away at the age of 72. The time now is 7:37. When we return, more Super Bowl trivia for Sean.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Okay, so you're going to get this one. But first of all, do you remember John Shumate from back in the day?
I do.
He was a great Notre Dame player under Digger Phelps.
Yes.
And, again, that game against UCLA was, at that time...
That was a classic.
I mean, that was the sports story of the decade back in the 70s. All right, so a Super Bowl trivia. This one you're going to get, okay?
Maybe.
With three receptions in this game, Travis Kelce will have become the all-time leading receiver in Super Bowl history. Okay.
Whose record would he break? All-time leading receiver.
Number of passes caught.
I'm going to say Jerry Rice.
And who else would it be? Absolutely.
Okay.
Jerry Rice gets that. Now, he's nowhere near the touchdowns and the yardage because Rice was a deep threat. But, yeah, he would become the all-time leading receiver. Travis Kelce, by the way, mentioning yesterday, I'll try to dig up the sound, that he is not planning to retire whether or not the Chiefs win this Super Bowl.
Okay.
So, we'll see.
He can't leave Kermit?
Or what's her name?
Taylor.
Yeah, Taylor.
Thanks,
how do I not remember that name?
You're right. See you in a couple.
Yep.
7:39, 21 minutes now before the 8 o'clock. If you want to play Choose Your Fake News, chance for you to pick up a 100th anniversary T-shirt and coffee mug. Or reserve your spot right now, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. So, yeah, we have a kind of a ongoing, off-the-books bet here that who will be the first Democrat that goes to jail for aiding and abetting illegal aliens, or who will... going to be the Democrat that is going to interfere with ICE while doing its jobs. And odds are there's Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson. There is the mayor of Denver. His name escapes me at the moment. Of course, there's Gavin Newsom, but he might be too busy with the LA fires and recovery to want to really step in the way of ICE. There's the Boston mayor, Emily Chu, I think her name is. And then there are, I'm sorry, Wu, Emily, Michelle Wu, or something. I can't remember who's Emily Chu. Michelle Wu is the Boston mayor. And then, of course, there's the New Jersey governor, Phil Murphy. Now, during an event, Blue Wave New Jersey, Murphy nonchalantly, in a discussion, revealed that he and his wife might be harboring an illegal alien in their own home, almost daring the Trump administration and the federal government to step in.
Tammy and I were talking about, I don't want to get into too much detail, but there's someone in our broader universe whose immigration status is not yet at the point that they are trying to get it to. And we said, you know what, let's have her live at our house above our garage. And good luck to the feds coming in to try to get her.
So this is what the left wants. They want the video of ICE agents storming the New Jersey governor's home to take out whether it's a DACA or who knows. And if I'm the Trump administration, don't bite. Don't bite on that one. Continue to focus on criminal illegal aliens. Remove that threat. And then, because they want, the narrative is they want Nazi raids, Gestapo type stuff. That's what they're going for here. And Emily, I'm sorry, I keep saying Emily, Michelle Wu up in Boston, she is also daring ICE to come and get her.
But with Fox News embedded going along with Dr. Phil, with this element of wanting to sensationalize and stoke greater fear about it. So we know that the federal government will continue to do what they do on the federal side. We will continue to do what we do on the city side, which is keeping everyone safe here. And we don't have the authority to, let's say, stop or overrule what they're doing in their domain. Mm-hmm. But neither do they in our domain either.
Yeah, so don't come in our domain, because it's not going to end well for you. ICE border czar Tom Holman says this latest Trump rules and regulations are game changers.
This is a game changer. We will finally succeed and have an operational control of our southern border. With this president in charge and my partnership with Pete Hegseth, we're going to make this happen. We will not fail.
Now, speaking of Hegseth, he makes a great point. We'll hear that about that in just a moment, but this is what they want. The left wants the narrative that you've got ICE agents raiding schools, churches, homes. Don't do it. Stay after the criminal illegal aliens and then use denial of benefits or E-Verify or other rules and regulations to make the other ones self-deport. 743, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the King, Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service, Sabernes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, I-97 southbound, your delay right here at the merge at Route 32. It's the normal delay that goes south from that point down eventually towards the bridge at 178. It gets a little better after that, and you're clear down through the merge at onto the ramps at Route 50. Nothing major between the Bay Bridge, the Severn River Bridge, and I-97 with the lanes open, traffic leaving Annapolis to the north. You're running okay. That construction area is a big pain. As we know, they're there every day. They do construction in the middle of rush hour. 95 northbound, Harford County at Route 24 between the 76 and the 77 mile marker. The backup is there. It's about a mile on the northbound side. It's a pain in the neck. Leave it at that, just because of the construction. Beltway, all the normal delays. JFX a little busier southbound from Ruxton Road. Both the tunnels, we had problems earlier. We're still hurting going into both the harbor tunnels with delays coming south on 95 from the city-county line and 895 backed up to the Urban Avenue ramp. Earlier problems, we don't have a look at it, but we saw the delay on Route 100 westbound with the wreck near I-97. Keep your vehicle ready for winter driving. Better do it today. Some more stuff is coming in. Check your battery, belts, hoses, and antifreeze. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, Brother Charles says we got some sunshine later today, mild and 53, down to the low 30s tonight. Then tomorrow, winter comes back with a vengeance. Got to be cold, 38. And then tomorrow night through Thursday morning, snow, sleet, and or freezing rain and cold rain could mix in before Thursday morning. Right now, partly cloudy, 44 in Dundalk. It is 44 in Pikesville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner. We've got WCBM 100th anniversary T-shirt and a coffee mug. And our contestant today is Tony in Pikesville. Tony, good morning.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, or last?
I'll go last.
All right, good luck to you.
Thanks.
Story one. City of Minneapolis has agreed to pay $600,000 to a woman who claims that former policeman Derek Chauvin, remember George Floyd?
Mm-hmm.
Once knelt on her back. The former employee of the Public Works Department agreed to settle the city council after claiming that Chauvin pinned her to the ground with his knee. Story two. This might be a record even for Baltimore. A Baltimore teen arrested 70 times for car theft in the last 7 years. finally making the news. The juvie car booster started stealing cars at the ripe old age of 10 and stole his 70th and last car this week.
Wow.
The Department of Juvenile Services has finally detained him. And story three, the country of Scotland apparently considered banning the ownership of cats as pets. The people behind this are concerned that house cats kill too many birds. Hasn't that been going on for as long as cats existed?
I would think.
It's just one of the things they do. It's in their DNA. But the people of Scotland, right now, the nanny state, say it might be time to ban cats as pets. All right, story one. A woman gets $600,000 claiming that Derek Chauvin once pinned her, knelt on her back. Story two, Baltimore teen arrested 70 times in 7 years for car theft. Or story three, Scotland considering banning the ownership of cats in order to protect birds. All right, we'll start with Chuck this morning.
I don't think it was 70 times. I think it was less than that, but I know it was a lot. Two, please.
All right, Chuck goes for story two. Kristen?
Yeah, I could see the city of Minneapolis paying off something dumb like that. And sure, Europe can be strange and have weird rules. I think I'll also go with number two, because I don't think the teen would be even detained now. Not for long, if he was. So,
that's a damning indictment on our DJS. Tony in Fikesville, what are you thinking?
I like number three because of but the Manx cats would, you know, I'm going to go with number two also.
It is unanimous today on story number two. Story one, nobody votes for the woman getting paid $600,000 just for claiming that Derek Chauvin pinned her and knelt on her back. That's a true story. So here comes the, you know, the
now everybody's gonna
the broken down bus accident syndrome,
yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
You know, you got a bus that breaks down, and you had three people on the bus, 22 jump on.
Yeah, how much can I get? You're on my
exactly. Right,
right. It happened to me, too.
Story two is our fake news story of the day. Yeah, it's only seven.
Yay.
Seven times in 7 months.
I saw that story. I knew you lied.
No, I didn't lie. I fabricated
a story.
Fake story for the fake news. See, get it right.
Get it right. Listen to you.
Get it right.
Listen to you. Are you telling me what to do?
Tony, congratulations. Put you on hold. Tell you how to get your prize. You know, yesterday it was, yeah, I get it. Today we want you to not only get it, but we want you to get it right.
All right. Wow. I'm the program director. Bruce isn't here. I'll show. Everybody listen to me. I'm the boss.
Yeah, if only that were true.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Chuck, see you in a couple. By the way, Marty raises an interesting point regarding Governor Murphy. Is he illegally employing this person living over his garage? Is he paying taxes on her? This could be Carolyn Kennedy 2.0. Is he engaging in human trafficking? So that might be something that instead of the ICE raid, you may want to have the IRS look into Governor Murphy and this illegal, or he says immigrant, living in his home, if that person does exist. He referred to as her, so if this woman does exist, is she here legally or illegally? Is he paying her? If he is he paying her Social Security, Medicare? Is he taking taxes out? Or is he part, where do you find this woman? Was she part of a trafficking ring? All sorts of questions that need to be asked before anything else can happen there. All right, stay tuned. Florida congressman goes foot toe-to-toe with Face the Nation's Margaret Brennan and gets the best of Margaret, which is happening a lot lately. 7:50 on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we'll discuss what federal employees on the verge of retirement need to be aware of. Mike Kinnett is the founder of ProStatus Financial here in Maryland. He's also a financial planner and estate planning attorney with a master's in tax. Mike, it's already tricky enough retiring from the federal government. Now we have the DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, to factor in. How can this affect soon-to-be retirees? Because that's a whole new thing to worry about.
And I know there's a lot of negative connotations to this whole thing, and there's a lot of concern about it. And on one hand, I understand the apprehension and fear we have, because how's it going to impact me personally? Am I going to be the person that's let go for whatever reason? I get that fear. Let's look at this as a positive thing, and how do we take that same concept and approach that they're taking with the government? How do we do that with our own personal retirement?
So positive thing, we get offered early retirement.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. Because if you've thought about getting getting out early. This is an opportunity that you don't get penalized for leaving early. So in order to be able to explore the option, pick up the phone and give us a call at 866-597-1040. For federal employees specifically, imagine if you have a plan in place that you know exactly what your income's going to be and what you're going to need, right? Mm-hmm. We could tell you the best 3 days. We could tell you how much time you're carrying over, what's going to count towards your sick leave and what's going to count for vacation time and how much you're going to be able to increase your years of service. We can add all that up for you and tell you exactly what that final paycheck's going to be. We can tell you the best day for you to retire. Absolutely.
Call ProStatus Financial today for a free federal benefits review. This is for the next callers who are federal employees and have saved $500,000 or more for retirement. Congratulations and thank you for serving our country. Now call 866-597-1040 or at ProStatusFinancial.com and click on the Federal Benefits Review button at the top of the front page to schedule a free 15-minute phone conversation. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:53 coming up. Margaret Brennan gets owned again after Vice President Vance took her to task. This time it's Congressman Brian Mast. That's coming up. We'll hear from Hegseth. Top of the hour, Maryland schools have now been mandating that to share the criminal records obviously if someone's in school with a criminal record, that now has to be shared. We'll take a look at that. Also, our guest today is a retired Marine and a lawyer. He's going to talk about DEI and the FAA. So lots to come here on that. Stay tuned. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Route 100 westbound is still slow right here at I-97 over towards 170. The wreck earlier, there are actually two on the westbound side between Ritchie Highway and I-97. So that looks like that traffic that was caught up is now starting to move over eventually towards 295. There's a new wreck in Adirondack County at Route 32 at Route 175. The BW Parkway, at least that area southbound around Route 32, has recovered. The rest of the parkway with the normal delays. Still a lot of heavy traffic and some earlier problems keeping us slow on 95 south to the Capitol Beltway, and then delays on the outer loop from New Hampshire Avenue around to the Georgia Avenue ramps and eventually over to the Mormon Temple. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel says we're eventually going to see some sunny skies, mild and 53 today. Tonight back down the low 30s. Tomorrow's when that wintry cold front's supposed to come through, bringing some frozen stuff, not much, Wednesday night into Thursday morning. Right now, partly cloudy, 45 in the city, 46 in Annapolis. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, and this is just an amazing, you had the Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, in her cowboy hat on horseback down on the border. We had, of course, the border czar, Tom Homan. We had SecDef Hegseth, and he made a great point about, and I don't recall ever seeing Mayorkas and Austin and anybody else like that in a show of force down in our southern border during the last regime, but they're taking it seriously this time.
Guys and gals of my generation have spent decades in foreign countries guarding other people's borders. It's about time we secure our own border.
Yeah, it is about time we secure our own border, and that's being done. That's being done as we speak. Border crossings, at one time it was 10, 11,000 a day. It's down to 200 a day. 93% reduction in encounters at our southern border. No longer are we catching to release. We're catching and detaining and deporting. We're going out for criminal illegal aliens. First week, over 5,000 were caught, arrested, and they're on their way to either Gitmo or back to Venezuela or El Salvador, where they've agreed to take back their, you know, Colombia now after initially resisting. They've capitulated. On and on and on it goes. Congressman Brian Mast is a veteran. He is from Florida. And he was on with DeFace the Nation's Margaret Brennan, who seems to get humiliated every week now, peddling the deep state talking points that she's known for. It was Vice President Vance last weekend. Last week, of course, on this past weekend, She basically, remember the Vance, I don't care, Margaret quote? Do you remember that? That was pretty funny. But Mast joined Brennan, and this time it was, you know, you think USAID has issues? Think about the State Department itself and the DEI programs there, which Marco Rubio is going to have to identify, root out, and eliminate. This is a classic.
Was purging of people throughout the State Department, other agencies, where we're freezing aid. These are all very important and necessary steps to make sure that we secure America, and we're going to support that.
I'm sorry, can I follow up on what you just said there? You want to authorize purging of State Department personnel? What does that mean exactly?
Well, if you want to take a look at the State Department, where DEI has been a priority over, let's say, diplomacy in many accounts, I can give you hundreds of examples
what
of where they were authorizing.
What proof do you have of that?
Sure, let's list them off. $500,000 to expand atheism in Nepal, $50,000 to do, a transgender opera in Colombia, $47,000 to do an LGBTQ trans comic book in Peru, $20,000 a pop to do drag shows in Ecuador. Shall I continue with more examples of where DEI was the priority?
It certainly seems like there could be a review of things. Foreign aid, as you know, is less than 1% of the entire federal budget. So we're talking small amounts of money. By comparison,
we're still talking about purging of people throughout the State Department, other agencies.
Yeah, so first she wants proof, then she's given, he brings the receipts, brings the proof, then she tries to minimize, less than 1% of the foreign. I don't care, every dollar counts. When you're at $35, $36 trillion in debt, when you're running up deficits of $2 trillion each and every year, again, first you got to stop the bleeding. That's what Elon Musk and Doge are trying to do. They're trying to find up to $2 trillion in cuts, number one, so we're deficit neutral. So we get rid of that deficit, and then once we get rid of the annual deficits, we can begin to attack the debt. How do we do that? With tariffs. We begin raising and that's going to happen. I mean, I don't know whether it's going to be 25% or whatever, but those tariffs are going to be put in place. That's how we're going to raise revenue, much like we did during the early days of our founding fathers, much like we did leading up to the Roaring Twenties, much like we did with the Marshall Plan in rebuilding Europe. They were allowed to tariff us. We didn't tariff them. That's how they rebuilt their country, and that's how we're going to rebuild ours. So stay tuned for that. Reverse mortgage answer man, Mark McVeary he's got a way for you if you're 62 years of age or older and own your own home. Well, this is the way if you've got some unexpected medical expenses. Maybe you've miscalculated your retirement funds. Maybe a lot of us said we took hits during COVID and then the inflationary spiral, high cost of living during the Biden administration. It doesn't matter. For whatever reason, you might want to consider the reverse mortgage, which is like any other mortgage, except one difference. It's a loan that you decide when you want to pay it back. You can pay it back in the beginning, all through the loan, or at the very end. You decide when you want to make the payment. So if you have any questions, and most people do, about the reverse mortgage process, give Mark McVeary a call, 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070. He still makes house calls. He's still a reverse mortgage answer man, and he's there for you right now. So call him, 410-788-7070. It's 8 o'clock on the Morning Drive.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Chinese tariffs on a host of American goods are scheduled to take effect next Monday. Beijing's response to President Trump's 10% levy on Chinese imports. The president says China must do more to halt the flow of deadly fentanyl into the U.S. The president has paused for a month tariffs on Mexican and Canadian products after those two countries announced measures to bolster border security. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says El Salvador's president has agreed to take in criminal deportees currently jailed in the United States. That would include U.S. citizens. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu meets today with President Trump at the White House. Among other things, they'll discuss the Gaza ceasefire.
There's no doubt that the future of the ceasefire does hang in the balance, and there's support on both sides for a continuation of the ceasefire. But Mr. Netanyahu's own view is that Hamas are not yet militarily defeated. That's certainly the opinion of people to the right of him in his government who want the war to be resumed after the first stage is over. Now, Donald Trump has made it pretty clear so far that he wants the ceasefire to continue because he wants an end to the war. He's got much bigger plans for this region, in particular a deal with Saudi Arabia.
The BBC's Wira Davis. Tulsi Gabbard's nomination for National Intelligence Director is gaining momentum, now winning the support of a key Senate Republican.
Senator Susan Collins from Maine announced Monday that she'll vote for Gabbard, which means the former congresswoman from Hawaii will likely be confirmed. If so, Gabbard would oversee 18 agencies and organizations under the intelligence umbrella.
Correspondent Tasha Stevens. Vowing to unleash American energy resources, Chris Wright has won Senate confirmation as Energy Secretary. Wall Street, the Dow features down 66 points. NASDAQ features 37 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My debt problem started probably about 2016. I needed my life to change financially. I called Trinity, and I ended up joining based on high credit card bills and high interest rate. And my counselor at Trinity has been great, and Trinity has been helping me to get on the right path of paying off these credit card bills, bringing down the interest rate. They have consolidated my bills into one low monthly payment. And now I am finally getting out of credit card debt. So I just want to say thank you, Trinity, for showing me a better and greater path.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Sharon, and soon I will be debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. It's 8:03 with a check of traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Both the harbor tunnels are still looking at delays. Even 95 southbound is still back to Moravia Road. And every once in a while, it goes back through the city-county line. So that's a long delay if you're coming south and trying to get into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All four lanes are moving, but it's just very slow. We had some earlier problems southbound at O'Donnell Street and never recovered. 895 took the hit. They're backed up, and it's solid all the way back. I didn't look if it was at Moravia Road, but I know it's backed up to Pulaski Highway. 25-minute delays at least southbound right now. JFX, for the most part, not bad. It's busy from Ruxton Road through the city-county line. The Beltway with all the normal delays. Parkville side, Interloop at Green Spring, 795 to Frederick Road on the west. There's a new wreck. Heads up now. Falls Road between Seminary Avenue and Pedonia Road. Not exactly sure where it is, but anything there could be a problem. Falls Road, of course, through there is only a single lane, either north or southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Another dry day today, another mild afternoon, 53 today. Tomorrow, winter storm bringing us some light snow and sleet during the day, some rain possible as well, 38. Rain Thursday, temperatures warming up, 52. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore and Mayor Brandon Scott are suing President Trump and several federal departments, saying the president's DEI executive orders are unconstitutional. The Baltimore Sun says the plaintiffs include diversity officers, university professors, and restaurant workers. The lawsuit claims the DEI orders exceed the president's authority. President Trump said the aim of ending the DEI programs is to create a society that is blind to color and based on merit. It's a guilty verdict for a Florida man who plotted 2 years ago to cripple the Baltimore power grid. Brandon Russell and co-defendant Sarah Beth Clendaniel were charged with plotting attacks against electric substations. Clendaniel was sentenced last year to 18 years in prison. Russell's attorneys planning an appeal. A gas leak from a car wash in Perry Hall last night forced the evacuation of dozens of residents from nearby townhomes. The crash on Cameo Terrace caused a deck to collapse and hit a gas line. The leak was confined to one home, but 75 nearby residents also had to evacuate. Those residents were allowed back into their homes after the incident was contained. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Oh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
and 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners! Chamberlain, Messathorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Media day yesterday in New Orleans, site of Super Bowl 59, Eagles and Chiefs for the second time in 3 years, as you know. Everyone knows the NFL wants the Chiefs to win. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes on being the villain.
I don't even think it's embracing being the villains. We embrace who we are, and we believe we play the game the right way. We believe that we play with a lot of heart and a lot of passion for the game, and then we win football games. And if winning football games makes you a villain, we're going to keep going out there and doing it.
Chiefs looking to three-peat and opening as a 1.5-point favorite against Philadelphia. Interesting comments on MLB's Hot Stove Show by new Orioles special advisor Adam Jones, talking about how Japanese ball players starting to emulate their American counterparts in certain ways.
The way we lift, the way we eat, they're taking accustomed to it. Not all the food that we eat in America, but they're taking accustomed to how we train. And you have a lot of Americans who do go over there, and Latin guys who have the Western training style. And the Japanese players see it. I think they, with so many games being televised, they have the ambition to want to be in America.
One of Jones' biggest attributes to help the Orioles will be to develop that Japanese market. And finally, how's this for pole vaulting? Maryland basketball, riding a 4-game win streak, including a pair of rank wins, has entered the AP Top 25 at number 18. It's the first AP Top 25 ranking for the Terps since February of 23, and it's the highest that Maryland has been when they were ranked 13th in December of 22. Terps will be at Ohio State Thursday night, return home to host Rutgers on Sunday. Coming up at 8:35, Peyton Manning speaks out on Lamar. And that is Stein on Sports.
Jim White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111. Your creator gave you the unique ability to be hypnotized. I specialize in addictive drugs, cigarettes, vape, alcohol, cocaine, oxy. It doesn't make you do it. It helps by taking away the craving, want, thought, desire, urge, need, taste, and smell. 410-661-1111. Do it. It's fantastic.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number three on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Bruce is off today, back tomorrow here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Thanks for joining us. Coming up in this hour, the comptroller of Baltimore City says the position of Baltimore mayor is an absolute monarch and has been one for decades. Interesting. And so we'll get into that a little bit. We have a special guest. Is a retired Marine and a lawyer. He's going to talk about DEI at the FAA and why we have so many problems here today, so many shortages in air traffic controllers. Top story here today, Maryland education leaders taking action to make public schools safer, mandating that school systems share information about students with serious criminal records. Our good buddy Chris Pabst over at Fox 45 and his Project Baltimore reporting the latest. Chris showed up at the Department of Juvenile Services, where he tried to interview the Judge Charles Bloomquist on one of his recent rulings. In early January, Bloomquist ended probation for a juvenile sex offender who had pleaded guilty to multiple sex offenses, including second-degree rape. The decision by the judge removed the teen from the juvenile sex offender registry, allowing him to return to school in person. For the past year, that teen has been enrolled in Baltimore City's virtual learning program, where he's not around other students, and rightfully so. He was a second-degree, convicted second-degree rapist. Now, why the judge took the recommendation of the public defender's office is the first question. The second question is the judge is hiding behind his robes. He won't make himself available for a media interview with Chris and Fox 45. He won't explain why he removed a second-degree rapist from a sex offender registry. And by doing so, that rapist now goes back into the classroom along with your children and your grandchildren. Now, we're told that the judge made the decision based on the public defender said that he wasn't doing well in virtual learning and wanted to return to school with other students. I bet. Sources say the juvenile will soon attempt to return to class. But the question then, if that happens, then what? The city schools said they're able to adopt other measures to ensure the safety of the school. If a student is no longer in the juvenile registry, they can conduct an individual assessment of whether that student poses a risk of safety to other students at the school, which they should. If I was an administrator in that school, I would assign an SRO just to that guy and have the school resource officer follow him around all day until he's safely off the school grounds. But the Maryland State Board of Education is taking some action, and they are mandating some changes. Here's Dr. Joshua Michael.
When we became aware of this issue and how this specific matter, could play out in practice, we took action to make the change.
Yeah, we'll tell you what that change is coming up next. So at least Dr. Carol Wright, Dr. Michael are on top of things at the Maryland State Department of Education. 8:13 traffic weather on the threes with the update now. Once again, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
If you're coming into the city by way of the BW Parkway, turns into Russell Street at Westport and then becomes Russell Street 95 in that area. Report of an accident there around the I-95 ramp on the northbound side. So we'll get an impact there as you're coming up on 295 northbound. The wreck on Falls Road could be a problem. It's between Seminary Avenue and Pedonia Road. Anything there, it's only a single lane. Could be at the top of the hill. Could be somewhere south of Pedonia Road. Not sure exactly where it is, but we know there's an impact on Falls Road in that area. Heavy traffic still there. Looking at the live shot here for the traffic coming south on 895, and it's still backed up as you're working your way south through that area. Let me just change this camera, look back at it's backed all the way back to Moravia Road today because 95 is backed up to the city county line. 30-minute delays right now going into both the Harbor Tunnel southbound. And that's a big delay without much recourse except for the traffic that knows its way around and coming through the city. Beltway, yep, all the normal delays still there in Parkville, through Towson, over, of course, through the ramps around Green Spring, and the west side has been solid pretty much all morning, 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM weather channel forecast, it's going to be sunny a little bit later on and mild today, 53, and then cold front moving through tonight, low 30s. And then tomorrow, it's going to be cold, possible light snow, sleet, and or freezing rain moving through the area tomorrow night into Thursday morning. So, again, most of the snow is going to stay west of us in the panhandle, but eventually you might get some sleet or freezing rain. Partly cloudy, 42 right now in Forest Hill, 46 in Glen Burnie. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV. Ladies and gentlemen, please direct your attention under the big top at the big center ring, and there you'll see a very small EV. It's an electric vehicle packed full of wokesters. A bunch of Democrats, some swampy Republicans I can see in there as well, but makes a series of left-hand turns repeatedly, and eventually it rolls to a stop because it's just run out of juice. Especially here in Maryland, we don't have enough power to charge these cars fully. Out pops singer Alicia Keys at the Grammys the other night.
So this is for all the ladies that know the magic that they bring to the room. This is not the time to shut down the diversity of voices. We've seen on this stage talented, hardworking people from different backgrounds with different points of view, and it changes the game. DEI is not a threat, it's a gift. And the more voices, the more powerful the sound.
Yeah. DEI, I tell you what's a gift. Your skin color is a gift from God. That's what's a gift. The DEI, which is affirmative action on steroids, is not. And DEI, as it's been pointed out, is unconstitutional because, first off, it was established by Joe Biden and his executive orders. Therefore, it can be removed by Donald Trump and his executive orders. Let's judge people not on the color of their skin, but on the content of their character. Alicia, get back in the clown EV and get out of here. Yeah, just amazing. Thanks for Ham and Connell Wingry. Said that the Democrats must be really low IQ to use that unbalanced logic. It's just like Kennedy put USAID into existence back in 1961 by executive order, and now Raskin and Omar and Van Hollow and the rest of these Democrats are so desperate out there screaming that, you know, this is unconstitutional, this is dictatorial. No, it's not. I mean, when you put something in place by executive order, it can be taken out. That's why all these executive orders are wonderful. I love that Trump is taking action, but at the end of the day, we've got to codify some of the stuff in legislation, and that will come. All right, speaking of the problem of convicted rapists in our schools, finally, and this is, I think, under the leadership of the state superintendent of schools, Dr. Carrie Wright. I think she's a voice in the wilderness. And is going to do good things, hopefully, in Maryland. Dr. Joshua Michael explains what this provision now ensures for school safety.
This provision ensures that they have all of that necessary information upon a student transfer.
Meaning that the administrators, the principals, teachers, everybody's now going to get, hey, you got a second-degree rapist coming to your school. And Dr. Wright says it's all about school safety.
Our goal is to make sure the kids are safe. I mean, that's the bottom line, and that parents can feel that their kids are going to be safe.
Yeah. I mean, when we hand our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren over to you in our schools, we entrust you with their safety. In fact, we demand that they be kept safe. And so that's your job. Besides, I mean, your number one job is to educate and make sure they get a proper education, not in the, you know, the multicultural outcome-based education and the PC stuff and the woke stuff and the DEI stuff, but that you keep them safe and you equip them with the tools they will need to be successful later in life. And that's when you violate that trust, you should be not educating children any longer. That being said, speaking of which, Baltimore is suing the Trump administration for DEI. And when you hear about this new gender theory program they're trying to sneak under the radar on the Eastern Shore and in Western Maryland as well, that's coming up in just a second. You know, the Best of the Morning Drive is available each and every day at WCBM.com and on our Rumble page. Check it out, and we invite you on a daily basis. It'll be there, and it's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Hi, it's me again, Frank Luber here. As you may know, I've been retired now for a good while, and I've got to tell you, life is good. I've worked with several financial advisors in my lifetime, and that's why I'm here to tell you, you really need to talk with my friend, Rod Baroy, and his team with Safe Retirement Solutions. But only call Rod if you You want safety, certainty, security, and a guaranteed retirement income. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Or schedule a visit at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. You deserve to be happy in retirement, so call Rod today at 410-266-1120. You'll meet with Rod personally in his Annapolis or Towson offices. Rod has been helping people plan their finances going on 50 years. So get happy and call Rod today, 410-266-1120.
Time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have been providing people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why it's the best time to dive into Rescue's February special. Right now, Rescue's most popular products, their premium omega-3 fish oils, are buy one, get one free, exclusively for radio listeners. Just use the listener code OMEGA50 when placing your order. Call today at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483 and speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code OMEGA50 online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't forget the code OMEGA50 when buying one bottle of Rescue Omega-3s to receive a second bottle free. Again, use the code OMEGA50. Fortify your heart and support a healthier well-being with...
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up at 8:37, we're going to talk with retired Marine and attorney this all about the DEI and the FAA. John Deaton is going to join us and talk about what the federal government has to do to recruit more air traffic controllers and make sure they're hired best and the brightest and not advanced because of a disability or because of their sexual preference or because of their skin color, which was happening really over the last, 20 years. 8 years of Obama, and then, of course, it got a little bit under Trump, and then got worse under Biden. 8:23, time for traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
Delays on Falls Road, and this wreck is between Seminary Avenue and Pedonia Road. Is looking at some of the data, it's pretty well backed up both sides of the roadway. Of course, it's only a single lane as you're traveling through there, so not too many good ways around it. But the option, of course, to the west would be Green Spring Valley Road to move up and down the hill through that area. In the meantime, City Police with a new wreck at York Road at Cold Spring Lane. They're working on the wreck. If you're coming up the BW Parkway and into the city, the accident on Russell Street northbound, right at the bridge there at I-95, could get a backup there as you're northbound from the city county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM weather channel forecast, sunny and mild today, 53, and then winter comes back. Was Punxsutawney Phil Wright? Looks like it. Low 30s tonight. It's a big frown on Kristen's face here. 38. And then wintry mix of light snow, sleet, freezing rain might start tomorrow night into Thursday morning. Not going to be much accumulation. Most of it going to be the west of us. 45 and partly cloudy in Parkville. 47 in Severn. So there is a lawsuit now. Baltimore City is suing the Trump administration. This was filed late Monday, and this is for the rescinding of federal support for DEI programs. The lawsuit claims the city has been left with a quandary. It relies on hundreds of millions of dollars in federal grants, many of which could be at risk under the executive order. The complaint reads, quote, "The uncertainty of federal funding leaves the city wondering whether it needs to start reallocating resources and likely reduce support for other programs just to sustain its critical municipal functions," end of quote. Jeez. If you're relying on federal monies to sustain your critical municipal functions, we got problems. Hello, NASA. Hello, Houston. We have a problem. And first off, they say this is a violation of the Constitution and separation of powers. They're claiming the executive order violates the First Amendment by limiting free speech. No, you can scream to the high heavens like Alicia Keys did at the Grammys the other night. DEI is a gift. It's not a threat. No one is jailing her for her free speech. Just don't expect any federal money because you said it or didn't say it. So they're arguing here that this is a violation of the separation of powers, checks and balances, but what they fail, go back, please show me where Congress, by law, by statute, established DEI programs. And you can't, because it doesn't exist. There is a program in Congress, it was an act, I think, by Texas Congressman Michael Cloud last year, to dismantle DEI programs in federal agencies. That didn't pass, obviously, last year, because Democrats were running the show in the Senate. But things could change this year. But by executive order, if something is put in, it can be taken out. And that's easy. So once again, if you're worried about critical municipal functions, Mayor Scott and the city solicitor at all, you are wasting taxpayer dollars with this lawsuit. And I thought Brian Frosch was bad when it comes to being a jack-in-the-box on lawsuits. Looks like Anthony Brown might be just as bad, if not worse. It's early on. It's only 16 days in. The guy's had, what, 5 lawsuits already? Filed against Trump and the Trump administration. He's joined 11 other attorneys general in warning federal employees about taking the Trump administration's deferred resignation program, which is offering employees pay through this September if they resign by this Thursday. So those who opt to take the buyout will receive 7 months of salary. And again, the 4 directives that Trump is mandating for the federal workforce includes most workers return to their offices full time. Brown is warning that the term is vague. So-called deferred resignation puts federal employees in an ambiguous position and risks straining essential government resources people across the state. Right. Like they were really doing a great job while they were there. Now, look, there are some great federal employees. My father was a federal employee. And they are much needed. But there are a lot of bad ones. And you can't get rid of the bad ones. My father used to complain about that all the time. So you can't fire for incompetence. You can't fire. Again, they claim disability. They claim all sorts of nonsense. But that's where you are today. But that's Anthony Brown. And finally, Fox 25's Spotlight on Maryland investigation has uncovered this new program called True You, Maryland. And it is designed to teach children in rural areas about different gender identities and emphasizes using gender-neutral language in the classroom. But if you want more information about the Maryland True You program, you file a FOIA request, the state of Maryland is going to charge you $1,000 for public records. And this is what Fox 45 has run into. And again, one training session was led by Vanessa Jeffrard, the vice president of education at Planned Parenthood. And she's talking about, I'll spare you the gory details, but she wants more unisex models to show their kids in classrooms. It's hard to find animated intersex genitals to show in the classroom. And all sorts of people signed on to this. The Adolescent Health Initiative, most of Western counties, Allegheny, Dorchester, Somerset, UMES, Washington County, Wicomico County, Worcester County, YMCA, Johns Hopkins. A lot of people have signed on to this program. We need to know a lot more about True You Maryland and what the end game is here. And they made it difficult because now they're charging news media $1,000 for public records. So someone's going to have to file an injunction on that one. What are they trying to hide by charging $1,000? Up next, we'll take a look at DEI and the FAA. 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. In for Bruce Elliott, here's Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. Maryland Governor Wes Moore joins Lieutenant Governor Miller and state transportation officials this morning at Sparrows Point for a press conference to unveil the design concept for the new Francis Scott Key Bridge. That bridge collapsed last March when a cargo ship lost power and hit a bridge pier. 6 workers died. The new bridge is expected to be completed by October 2028. A man is injured after a group in Linthicum robbed him. Anne Arundel County Police say a 27-year-old man was walking behind Hoyt Cinema on West Nursery Road Saturday night. The victim said five unknown male suspects approached wearing ski masks. They assaulted the man, stole his cash and personal items. The victim was treated for minor injuries. Officers said no suspects were located. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen says Democrats will block President Trump's State Department nominees in protest of the administration's efforts to shut down the U.S. Agency for International Development. Van Hollen was among several Maryland Democrat lawmakers who joined a protest at USAID headquarters in Washington Monday. He said they will use the courts in an effort to block what was called an illegal action by the Trump administration. Protesters tried to access the USAID building but were denied entry. Maryland's Supreme Court on Monday upheld the Child Victims Act of 2023 as constitutional in a 4-3 ruling. The act eliminates restrictions that prevented many victims of child sex abuse from seeking justice as adults. Attorney General Brown said the court's decision confirms that the passage of time will not prevent survivors from seeking justice. And a commuting note, a commercial power loss and signal issues are creating train delays into and out of the nation's capital this morning. Amtrak says riders can anticipate delays between 30 and 45 minutes into and out of Washington. Coming right up, we check traffic plus the Weather Channel forecast.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Goodfeet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Goodfeet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Goodfeet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that would personally fit it just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Goodfeet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 324, and the pick 4 was 8325. Now, traffic and weather on the 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
All the Beltway delays are there. The outer loop, 795, going down the hill towards Frederick Road, finally gets better there. The inner loop at Greenspring, and then the outer loop from Hartford Road coming around towards Towson. They're still working on the wreck on Falls Road. There are delays coming down from Bedonia Road, going up the hill from Seminary Avenue, and a couple of wrecks in the city. Russell Street northbound near the bridge at I-95 and also at York Road and Cold Spring Lane. Heads up in that construction area for going north in Harford County. They've been working northbound on I-95 at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Another dry day today, another mild afternoon, 53 today. Tomorrow, winter storm bringing us some light snow and sleet during the day, some rain possible as well, 38. Rain Thursday, temperatures warming up, 52. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's time to ditch big wireless. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A fairly light moment with Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni at the mic yesterday in New Orleans. Asked about something that goes hand in hand with football, and that is superstitions. Is Sirianni a believer?
I don't get too much into that as far as what people's superstitions are, because to be honest with you, my superstition is to actually break superstition. So if I did this the time before, then I'm going to try to do something different. So, because I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that stuff. I know that I'm probably in the minority of the coaches and players that think that way.
And fans, of course, because after all, we wear the same thing, we sit in the same place, we eat the same food every single game. Something a little more serious, Roger Goodell, also at the mic yesterday, asked about the league's continuing DEI efforts and how they may be affected or not by the Trump administration stance.
Listen, we got into diversity efforts because
we felt it was the right thing for the National Football League. And we're going to continue those efforts because we've not only convinced ourselves, I think we've proven ourselves that it does make the NFL better.
Coaching news, Ravens and Todd Monken finalizing a deal yesterday to remain as the team's offensive coordinator. Terms were not disclosed. Other coaching news, Baltimore native Biff Poggi, who spent more than 20 years coaching football at Gilman and St. Francis Academy before rising to the college ranks, is reportedly returning now to the University of Michigan. Poggi left Michigan in 2023 to become the coach at UNC Charlotte, then was fired in November during his second season. Here's a sidebar. Poggi had been interested in the Calvert Hall coaching job after the Cardinals fired Josh Ward, but Poggi wanted full control of the football program, something that the Calvert Hall administration was not willing to give. The Hall eventually hired Ty Ward out of Bethlehem Catholic in Pennsylvania. Maryland basketball back in the AP Top 25 for the first time since 2023. Terps at 17-5 were ranked 18th in the country. High school basketball last night, Archbishop Spalding crushes Calvert Hall 73-54 the final. Elijah Barrett led the Cavaliers with 24, and St. Francis topped Mount St. Joe 73-51. Josiah Kennedy led the Panthers with 25. And finally, the Redskins ship has apparently sailed, and this is much to the chagrin, I am sure, of longtime diehards, including the guy to my left. But apparently the Redskin train has passed. Commanders fans who want the name changed back had to listen to Josh Harris yesterday at the mic.
It's really meaningful. That name is growing in meaning. And so, but as far as rebranding and bringing our past, you know, which obviously I grew up with, and all the Super Bowl championships and our future together, you're going to see us head back towards, you know, honoring our past and bring.
I think until that stadium is built, and Sean, you'd probably agree, this is to be continued. And that is Stein on Sports.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Ron Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Ron today at 410-266-1120.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at NewNordicUSA.com or at CVS.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com.
8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Well, it's been a lot of discussion in and around Washington and the country about the DEI and FAA after President Trump's comments and the horrific chopper and plane crash outside of Reagan National just the other day. And joining us right now on our Newsmaker Hotline is John Deaton. He's a U.S. Marine veteran and, of course, former prosecutor. He ran for Senate in Massachusetts against Elizabeth Warren back in 24. And John is on the line with us here. John, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Sean. Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. So when President Trump, right out of the box, and he wasn't the only one, Vice President Vance and Secretary Duffy and others, immediately pointed the finger to DEI, perhaps, and not to the pilots, the Army pilots. That was not who they were pointing to. They were pointing to the FAA. Does his argument have any merit?
Well, look, you know, the particular accident itself, there's a whole bunch of unanswered questions. Why was the pilot a couple hundred feet above the ceiling? Why is one air traffic controller controlling both military flights, training exercises, as well as commercial flights? But this is the problem, is that the last administration was so hyper-focused, Sean, in implementing DEI quotas that, listen, the FAA had a publication out, I thought it was fake, that said, hey, if you have suffer from severe disabilities, including mental disorders, apply. You know, we want to hire you. And we've learned that there's a lawsuit of 900 folks who were denied, who met the standards, but they were denied employment. So when the administration's so hyper-focused, they share the blame, even if there it's legitimate rush to judgment that some may believe is happening.
Well, as I understand it, John, that this may have started during the Obama administration with the diluting of standards and requirements for air traffic controllers. Can you shed any light on that?
Yeah, I mean, listen, the problem is you know, when you have two equally qualified candidates, I think it's fair. You know, if diversity is going to be a tiebreaker with the assumption that they are completely equally qualified. But what made America great is this meritocracy. You take your talent, you couple that talent with a great work ethic, and you'll be successful. And that's what made us who we are. And unfortunately, there seems to be a focus on, you know, DEI. I mean, look at what's happened. I mean, look at the fire, wildfires. You're seeing some of these things play out, and I think that's unfortunate. And hopefully we got to go back to a merit-based society.
Yeah, I think it was the White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt who said the other day, and I'm paraphrasing here, that when you get on that plane, when I get on the plane, you know, I don't care whether the pilot is a heterosexual white male or whether it's a disabled lesbian person of color. What I want to know is that person is competent. That person is one of the best and brightest when it comes to being able to aviate. And shouldn't that be the standard?
Of course it should be. I mean, look at the tragic loss of life. You know, you had some of these young kids ice skating. I mean, here I'm in Massachusetts, and, you know, there were people here from Boston, 13-year-old who was on the ice skating team, and it's tragic. And so, when we look at this accident, my first question wasn't, you know, what color was the pilot, whether the pilot was gay or straight or any of that. It was how many hours of operation, flight operation, in the cockpit did this pilot have? And it turns out it's under 500. And so my first question is, why is a pilot with, you know, I know it's a training exercise, but why are we doing the training exercise in one of the most complicated airspaces in the world, where it's highly congested? Why aren't those kind of flight trainings in a less complicated airspace? And so, you know, that's where we got to get back to, not, you know, what gender, who they're attracted to, or any of that other nonsense.
All right, more with John Deaton. Of course, he was JAG at Marine Corps Air Station in Yuma. Ran for Senate in Massachusetts. More on whether or not what can be done with the current crop of air traffic controllers and the future in just a moment. It's 8:43, traffic, weather on the threes. With the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Both the tunnels still backed up towards the city-county line, 895, around Pulaski Highway, Moravia Road from there into the Old Harbor Tunnel, and 95 is still jammed up. It's moving, but it's slow back to Moravia Road, and once in a while it does back up to the city-county line. So we're still 25-minute delays southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Construction delay, Harford County, northbound 95 at Route 24, 76-mile marker. They blocked the right lane. There's a backup in that construction area. Some of the lanes are back open. Falls Road could be a little better now. The wreck's still clearing, though. Be careful between Seminary Avenue and Pedonia Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, sunny and mild today with a high of 53 before we get some wintry weather heading in the area later on this evening Wednesday night into Thursday. Right now, 47 in Middle River. It's 47 in Ellicott City. On our newsmaker hotline is a former retired U.S. Marine, I should say, and the federal prosecutor, John Deaton. So here's the scenario, John. You have the Trump administration put back some pretty strict air traffic controller standards during his first term, which were then reversed by the Biden administration and Secretary Buttigieg. So the question is, how do you go through and purge the bad apples from the current ATCs and then recruit new ones and do this in, because look, we're down. There's a significant number of air traffic controllers, and you know, Reagan National is one of the busiest airports, and there are other airports out there that need these air traffic controllers because they're understaffed. So how do you do this in an expeditious way and a fair way?
No, it's a great question, and it's a challenge. You know, one thing I'd want to say is we're having problem meeting, you know, military recruitment goals and goals in other government because so many people have been turned away that were qualified. So I think, A, returning to a merit-based hiring program is going to revitalize it. But one thing that they can do, Sean, is, you know, there are retired qualified air traffic controllers offering them, you know, incentive to come back, man sort of the operations and the command centers while we do a real deep review of qualifications and whether people are qualified. And the people are there, let's test them. Let's see, do they meet the qualifications, or were they hired simply because it checked a box, you know, for the previous administration? And that, what you just said to your audience is insane. You know, just because Trump was in office and you didn't like him or you disagreed with his style or any of that, coming in and just reversing everything the man did is insane. And Biden did the same thing at the border, and look what happened. You can't tell me that every single executive order or policy was bad, but that's what happens in this country, where they lose common sense.
You know, there was a bill that was introduced last year called the Dismantle DEI in All Federal Agencies. I think it was Congressman Cloud of Texas that introduced that. And do we need something codified in legislation? Because what I see right now, Trump comes in, executive orders passed. Biden comes in, reverses. Trump comes in, reverses Biden's. And this is what we have, this executive order ping pong going on. Do we need Congress to act here?
Absolutely. And what we've seen, and your point is on point, because what we've seen is an inept Congress that doesn't do its job, that almost allows this going back and forth, ping pong executive orders back and forth. So you're 100% correct. And listen, the reason why you're so correct is that, believe it or not, everybody, a year from now, we'll be in full midterm election mode. I know that sounds insane. We just left the election, but that's what's going to happen. So the next 150 days of the Trump administration are critical, because the Senate is by 3 seats, the House is by 4 or 5, and there's 20 Republicans up in the Senate and 13 Democrats in the midterms. And so I hope they act quick. And we do see a speed happening at the White House that we haven't seen before.
I got to ask you this question, because I know you challenged Hiawatha last year, Senator Elizabeth Warren. Do you plan on challenging her again, especially since we find out she's one of the biggest recipient of Big Pharma contributions? She was grilling RFK Jr. the other day. She was getting big money from Big Pharma. Any thoughts on challenging her again?
Well, you know, she's up, won't be up for 6 years. I mean, it was tough for me, you know, because I actually have sued. In my private practice as a lawyer, I've sued Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson, all of them, to help working families. And, you know, the biggest joke, farce, is that she's on the side of the workers and consumers, when we know she's not. So, you know, I'm thinking about it. I was a first-time candidate, not well-known in Massachusetts, and, you know, I chose to take the biggest attack, the biggest political challenge. Ed Markey's up in 2 years. He's 80. It's been 50 years in the White House, not in the White House, in federal government. So I'm figuring out what I'm going to do. But you know, I feel compelled to try to bring common sense back to our government.
We need that revolution of common sense in Massachusetts almost as much as we need it here in Maryland. So,
absolutely,
John. Thanks so much. Appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Have a good one.
That's John Deaton, retired U.S. Marine and former federal prosecutor on DEI to blame for some of the these crashes. It's just we've got to get rid of it. It's got to be a merit. People hired on merit. People, again, evaluated on merit. And stop all this nonsense. That's what it is. It is, I think it was Caroline Leavitt. She called it crap earlier. And she was 100% right on the mark. 8:50, 10 before the hour. Don't forget the Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day at WCBM.com and on our Rumble page, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Over the next few minutes, we'll discuss what federal employees on the verge of retirement need to be aware of. Mike Kinnett is the founder of ProStatus Financial here in Maryland. He's also a financial planner and estate planning attorney with a master's in tax. Mike, it's already tricky enough retiring from the federal government. Now we have the DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, to factor in. How can this affect soon-to-be retirees? That's a whole new thing to worry about.
And I know there's a lot of negative connotations to this whole thing, and there's a lot of concern about it. And on one hand, I understand the apprehension and fear we have, because how's it going to impact me personally? Am I going to be the person that's let go for whatever reason? I get that fear. Let's look at this as a positive thing, and how do we take that same concept and approach that they're taking with the government? How do we do that with our own personal retirement?
So positive thing, we get offered early retirement.
Well, absolutely, absolutely, because if you've thought about getting out early, this is an opportunity that you don't get penalized for leaving early. So in order to be able to explore the option, pick up the phone and give us a call at 866-597-1040. For federal employees specifically, imagine if you have a plan in place that you know exactly what your income's going to be and what you're going to need, right? Mm-hmm. We could tell you the best 3 days. We could tell you how much time you're carrying over, what's going to count towards your sick leave and what's going to count for vacation time, and how much you're going to be able to increase your years of service. We could add all that up for you and tell you exactly what that final paycheck's going to be. We could tell you the best day for you to retire. Absolutely.
Call ProStatus Financial today for a free federal benefits review. This is for the next callers who are federal employees and have saved $500,000 or more for retirement. Congratulations, and thank you for serving our country. Now call 866-597-1040 or at ProStatusFinancial.com and click on the federal benefits review button at the top of the front page to schedule a free 15-minute phone conversation. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
Jake Tapper, he says something that I friggin' can't stand, and it is that they come here to do the work that Americans won't do. Americans are not afraid to do any kind of work, no matter what it takes. The only difference is Democrats like it when little brown people come here and they can pay them substandard wages under the table. That's why they hate it.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Another slam dunk pick for the Trump administration. Another American patriot, Joe Kent. He was a special forces soldier, ran for Congress not once but twice, unfortunately lost his wife, who was also a soldier in combat. She was a pilot. Joe Kent has now been nominated to head up the National Council on Counterterrorism. Like Sean Purnell over the Pentagon now, Joe Kent is an American hero, an American patriot, and I'm just really thrilled with that pick, because that's who we need in these positions to protect America, is people like Joe Kent. So I'm really happy that President Trump found a spot for him in his administration. It's 8:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Looks like there might be a late accident on the inner loop after Green Spring and before the ramp at the JFX. After the JFX, heading over towards 83, the pace is good. But right here at Green Spring, the report of the accident is after Green Spring and before the JFX. So it's bogging down right there. Backed up very quickly back towards the ramps at Park Heights Avenue, and will work its way back probably towards the ramp at Reisterstown Road. So just a heads up if you're traveling east now from Pikesville through there, and it's backed up even beyond the ramp at Reisterstown Road. The outer loop west side, I went back just to check on this again, and that's been slow from Reisterstown Road all the way down through I-70, and just checking further down the road, it's still heavy traffic down through the area of Frederick Road. So the Beltway with a couple of late areas that are still backed up. The Parkville side had improved just a bit, but also still slow from about Putty Hill in towards Towson. Delays are still there. We're moving traffic, but we're still backed up. Very heavy traffic today, southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny, mild, and 53. Cold again tonight, low 30s. Kim thought she was on her way to spring, but no such luck. Winter coming back with a vengeance tomorrow night through Thursday morning. And, boy, it was hilarious yesterday. I heard you thinking about covering up Punxsutawney Phil with dirt in his hole. You could just tell. You could feel that passion coming through. 48 right now in Annapolis. Kim is coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. What's coming up on the show?
I was thinking about covering up Phil with some dirt. You know, just bury him alive. Now, I did see where Phil's ex-wife did make a statement. I posted it on my social media accounts. Her name is Phyllis, by the way, and she now lives in Florida. And she said that Phil is a compulsive liar. And now it's all making sense.
Okay.
Believe all women. Don't forget that hashtag there, Sean. That's where I am with this. But no, at least it does feel nice out this morning. Obviously, a lot to talk about today. Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada, cracked like an egg. I don't even think there was any pressure there, right?
No.
Like the phone call was at 3 p.m., and by 4 p.m., we had a deal.
So, yeah, and same with Mexico.
Yeah, yeah.
So Mexico, China is going to do the counter tariff starting Monday.
Yeah.
But I have to tell you, there's not much stuff that we export to China. It's more of, believe me, the trade imbalance is us importing stuff from China.
Right. So I think, as always, you know, President Trump made a great move there. And I know there were a lot of people skeptical, especially when it came to Canada, but it looked like it all worked out in the long run. So we'll talk about that. Also, USAID, oh gosh, the sound bites that came off of Capitol Hill yesterday, and one from my former opponent, Johnny Olszewski, said it is very dangerous to not send, or I would say it was very dangerous to not inspect what we're sending as far as aid over to foreign countries. I don't know why they're against this, Sean. All they want to do is take a look at what we're doing and what we're spending money on and shipping it out so that we don't have all this waste and fraud that we see all the time.
Yeah, and first off, you know, it was shuttered because they refused to open their books.
Yeah.
So now it's going to be rolled back into state, and Rubio's going to be the acting director of USAID. The problem is it's always been a CIA front shop. In that it is a globalist slush fund for the Democrat Party to go and destabilize regimes or to push whatever it is, DEI or, you know, whatever other nonsense they choose. And they got outed. And I think that they're afraid that this sets a precedent, because once you start going with a fine-tooth comb through all these federal agencies, you're going to find a lot of similarities.
Yeah. I wonder how much money has been spent here in America going after conservatives and Republicans in general. I think that there is a lot here.
I agree.
And I cannot wait for Elon to get to work. We are going to talk about that. And also El Salvador stepping up and wanting to take on some of our worst of the worst. I guess they're death.
Are you tired of winning yet? That's the question I have for you.
It's really wild to me. And they're still, I was listening to ABC this morning, and they were like, well, this is causing a lot of confusion. Actually, it's
only among
all
Democrats.
Yeah.
At their DNC election today, they're all dancing in some kind of line dance. I mean, you know, good, entertain yourselves, but stay out of power for the next 50
it's
years.
Not confusing. We're finally winning. We're finally doing the right thing for the people in America. But to them, it's confusing. How could you do such a thing? So we got lots to talk about today. Also, Brandon Shores, a lot of people talking about the coal plant and why it shut down. I've got the details, so nobody's confused on why that closed.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that.
How about the audacity of the Democrats with their climate control bill in 2022 causing all of this energy crisis?
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, instead of just getting rid of that bill, they introduced three more bills, which aren't going to do a darn thing. And people are starting to really get ticked off at their electric bill.
Yep. And Governor Westmore still loves the word.
Yeah. Remember the new slogan, pay more, get less.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
All right.
Thanks, John.
Kim is up next right after the 9 o'clock news. President Trump also is going to withdraw the United States from the Human Rights Council of the United Nations and will stop all funding of the UN relief worker agency. That is big news there. And, of course, much more. And by the way, U.S. Attorney Ed Martin has announced incoming charges against individuals who have threatened Elon Musk's Doge workers. They're actually, this is the radical, violent left. This is what they do when they can't beat you at the box office, when they can't cheat and steal at the, at the ballot box. Then they threaten violence, and that's what they've seen right now. So U.S. Attorney Martin is going to, if you threaten or come after a person working for Doge, you are going to jail. as Doge is exposing massive fraud, Treasury Department payments to fund terrorists, really? Let's name some names. Bruce will be back tomorrow morning with us, bright and early at 6 a.m., and we invite you to join us then. Thanks to Kristen, our executive producer. See you tomorrow morning at 6. Until then, God bless our troops, and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.